High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's 6A Round 2 contest is between the number 5 seed Ridley Green Raiders and the number 4 seed Coatesville Red Raiders.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. DZO Mechanical, for all your residential and commercial heating and air conditioning needs. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Advanced Chiropractic Center, serving Delaware County residents for over 50 years. Zenith Public Adjusters, when disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, think Rothman first, run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Pulling into the parking lot tonight at Coatesville Area High School, I was thinking back to many, many outstanding football games that I've been fortunate enough to broadcast at this stadium over this last several years. I think back to 2003, the state semifinals, Strathaven and Manheim Central, on a day that was, wind was blowing 60 miles an hour, and Manheim Central knocks off Strathaven 3-0 to go to the state finals in Hershey. I think back to 2007, where Garnet Valley takes on an undermanned West Scranton team, but that West Scranton team that sent two players to Penn State, one turns into an NFL quarterback, and Garnet Valley advanced to the state semifinals from there. Then I think back to a game in 2009, the District 1 4A finals, where the heavily favored North Penn Knights came up against a highly underrated and underdog Ridley Green Raider team, and Ridley came in, shocked the world, and knocked off North Penn for the District 1 title back in 2009. So tonight, the Ridley Green Raiders, trying to repeat history, pull off an upset against the fourth-seeded Coatesville Red Raiders on their home turf. The Chessmont champions trying to keep their record move their record to 11-1 and on to the District 1 semifinals a week from now. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. And we're here at Coatesville Area High School. Thanks to everybody at Coatesville for getting us set up for the 6A quarterfinals, week 12 of the high school football season here in Pennsylvania. And we are thrilled to bring it to you, the fifth seed Green Raiders, co-champs of the Central League, the Ridley Green Raiders taking on the Red Raiders of Coatesville. We're going to have to just stick with Ridley versus Coatesville tonight. No more Raiders talk after the opening here. But Ridley and Coatesville, the 4 and the 5 seed, which should be a very interesting game. Coatesville has just been lighting up the scoreboard all season long. Never mind a good defense, too, holding opponents to about 15 points a game, and a lot of those points allowed were in blowout games. But Ridley comes in with a high-powered offensive attack that spread it around over five different ball carriers, and they look to bring their triple option and surprise some people here tonight on a crisp, cool, I wouldn't say super windy, but enough of a breeze here ripping through the valley that any team moving left to right in front of us will have the wind at their back. It's significant enough to keep things moving. But enough talking from me. I'd like to bring in the guy who runs all of this, the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, who handles the broadcast, the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Mike Mayer, thanks for getting this set up, and thrilled to be back watching some high school football. We wish it was the silver and black. We wish it was Strathaven, certainly, but they lost a week ago in the opening round of the 5A playoffs, and here we are watching another Delaware County team for a road trip.
Well, and of course, that's what we do during the offseason. Well, offseason when the Panthers lose is we want to go out and search down the games. And this year, with some aggressive marketing, some efforts we made, we found a group of sponsors, six of them actually, who you'll hear commercials from tonight, and they were willing to front not only one playoff game, but they said our desire was to stay with the games right through Thanksgiving when the District 1 final comes out. We didn't feel we could cover everybody in 5A and 6A, obviously, but we would at least do one game a week. And we're actually doing two now because Marple Newtown Radio is, or Target Radio is still doing their game. So obviously there's two choices. And so, but we found the sponsors and they said, yeah, we'll spend the money. We'll just take it right to the end. So that's what we're going to do. And, you know, so good that we did because there is no one else broadcasting this game tonight. And it's not only important for family and friends, obviously, throughout the country. And, in fact, it's we're on the Internet, so it's throughout the world. What's really important is that the game is archived so that all the kids in the game come back and listen to the game. If you have relatives that live in a time zone that makes it kind of difficult to listen to this game live, you can listen to it. And, of course, because of our sponsors, never a charge. Just get online, go to it, and you can listen to Strathaven games going back to 2006.
Yep.
And we have people that do that, you know, and now they could be playing the game for their own 10-year-old, 8-year-old, you know. It's kind of a thrill for us to think about. But in any event, so we're just glad to be here. We will be here right through Thanksgiving for whatever games we're going to do. We make the decision every week, see who's not broadcasting anything, and then make the game. We felt we wanted to travel to Coatesville because these two teams are so powerful and so strong. And we thought this would be an excellent game to go ahead and broadcast, and that's why we're here. We want to make one mention. We did have a problem with our broadcast last week and the week before. It was cutting in and out. We talked to T-Mobile. They recommended some changes, which we have instituted. And we think we got it licked, and I hate to say that because there's the Brian Carroll curse, but he didn't say it, I said it. So, but if we should lose the broadcast, just stay with us. It will automatically reset and come back to you. So, and we'll try to fill you in as we go along.
We will keep you posted, certainly, on what's going on here in front of us at Coatesville here. Coatesville, again, 10-1 on the season. Their only loss, a thumping from Cumberland Valley all the way back in week two, a non-league loss. But after that, just absolutely ripped through the Chessmont schedule this year. Again, started 1-1, then had one more non-league game at Council Rock North where they not won 54-20. And then after that, just absolute blowouts through the rest of their schedule. 41-14 over Henderson, 48-9 over Downingtown West, 34-14 over Westchester East. Downingtown East loses 40-7 to this Coatesville team. And Downingtown East, again, that's a very good team themselves. They're playing in the second round tonight as the number 6 seed in the playoffs. So, again, not there seems to be, at least on paper in that week, a big difference between the 4 seed Raiders and the 6 seed Downingtown East. You follow that up with a 38-7 victory over Avengrove. 41-28 over Shanahan was the only one even mildly close in terms of final score. Ruston beat Ruston next, 41-13. Then opening round of the playoffs last week, took out the number 13 seed Galloping Ghosts of Abington. Long road trip for them, but 42-0 later, the Ghosts went home very quickly, and that game was in a mercy rule circumstance by halftime. So head coach Matt Ortega has been here, quite a few years now. It seems like yesterday we were calling this his first trip to the state finals in 2012.
Right.
We called that game out in Hershey, and you know, they were on the wrong end of the scoreboard that night against North Allegheny, but that Coatesville team was fantastic to watch, too. And there are a lot of people who are starting to draw some comparisons to say there is speed galore. They spread the ball all over the place with a freshman quarterback, sophomore running back, junior at wide receiver, and a number of other classmen all up and down the lineup for Coach Ortega. So at the start of the year, they said, look, this is a team that's probably a year or two away from contending. They did more than contend this year when they beat everybody in the Chessmont by 2 touchdowns or more. So, Coatesville, you're starting to hear a rumble below us. We are in the booth just above the home stands, and the Coatesville Red Raiders are ready to make their way onto the field. Ridley on the far sideline in all white tonight. Green helmets, green numerals, and the captains ready to meet at midfield. But head coach Matt Ortega has the Red Raiders coming out of the tunnel as we speak. Drums are pounding, and people starting to fill the stands here as the fourth-seeded Red Raiders, black uniforms head to toe, black helmets, white numerals, and red trim up and down the legs and helmets. And again, looking forward to what should be an interesting game tonight. Ridley keeps the ball on the ground, and then that's really the story of the Green Raiders season. They spread it around, though, very, very evenly. So you take a look at quarterback out of this triple option look. Cade Stratton is your quarterback. He has 624 yards rushing. Brock Anderson, the fullback, 647 yards rushing. The tailback, Malik Young, 629 yards rushing. You mix in O.C. Miller with 439 and Taj McCafferty with 222. You've got three, four, five guys that can really hurt you at any given point. And from there, the Raiders rarely will throw it. Now, when they do throw it, they look for split end Liam Wright. Liam Wright, the leading receiver for the Raiders. 13 catches, 237 yards, and one touchdown on the year. Six of those catches, so almost half of his output in the win over Haverford. Six catches for 88 yards for Liam Wright in that one. But in the meantime, Coach Dave Wood in his first year at Ridley, and he is, well, has some believers over there now, said, look, asked his seniors, say, hey, give me a chance. Give us a chance to turn things around here after an un-Ridley-like last couple of years. Hadn't been to the playoffs since 2012 or hadn't advanced past the first round. And now here they are in the second round of the playoffs, co-champs of the Central League. And Coach Wood, with a 10-1 record, has to be feeling very good. Of course, he had a tenure as the head coach at Widener. He was an assistant at the University of Pennsylvania for the last several years, and now head man at Ridley, and it was a very quick turnaround down on Morton Avenue in Folsom. So the captain's meeting in midfield for Coatesville. Number six is linebacker Tawn Evans. Number 16 is Dom Macalino, and number 23 is wide receiver Jaden Hudson. For the Green Raiders, linebacker Ryan Grieco wears 44. 77 is John Sheldon. Just looking, who's receiving? I looked down at my roster. I missed who's
Coatesville.
Who's receiving. Okay, Coatesville will have the ball first. And then number 61 for Ridley is Zach Wagner. And number 22 does a little bit of everything. Lines up at fullback at slot. He'll play a little bit of defense. Brock Anderson will and return punts and kicks as well. So, again, captains at midfield. Coatesville will get things going. And receive the football first. The referees are lining up at midfield for the national anthem. Now, we already did the national anthem pregame, but the officials have just been glued in. So, a belated Happy Veterans Day. We probably could have very well opened with that. There was a nice ceremony here with the junior ROTC at Coatesville High School, an unfurling of a very large flag that covered how many square yards of football field. Went from the 40 to 40 and hash mark to hash mark. So nice.
And they invited the veterans down to help unfurl it. It was nice.
So happy Veterans Day, and thanks to all of our servicemen and women around the country, both past and present. Breeze still pretty steady here. And again, it's rare that we come through here and it's not a little
That's
bit windy here in the valley.
True. Absolutely true.
We will keep you posted as best we can on Twitter. I do not have an internet connection on my laptop tonight for some reason or another, so we'll do the best we can through the phone. LaSalle and St. Joe's Prep will keep, thanks in advance to Ed Palmer for keeping us posted there. Thanks to our buddies at WNPV in Lansdale for coverage all around District 1, 5A and 6A playoffs in particular, and our friends at the Delco Times for their tweets as well. But 6A quarterfinals here. Ridley and Coatesville, the winner takes on the winner of North Penn and Springford. North Penn, the top seed, undefeated. Springford, probably as good an 8 seed as you'll see for a while, but we'll see how well they hold up against North Penn. Springford, they can pile up the points, but can they slow down that North Penn offense? We'll know in the next hour or two. The rest of the 6A bracket on the other side of the bracket, third seed Perk Valley taking on number 6 Downingtown East, and Garnet Valley, the 10 seed, is on the road tonight in Lower Bucks County. They're at Heartbreak Ridge to take on the Redskins of Neshaminy, who survived a scare last week as the 2 seed but snuck past Penridge and will host Garnet Valley for a kickoff right about now over in Bucks County. All right, here we go. Kieran Baker has it teed just to the inside of that right hash mark. Number 97 in white approaches. He lets it go with a line drive kick angling towards the right side. Takes a hop and it is fielded at the 10-yard line. Some speed from Aaron Young up the to his right. And he's wrapped up there by number 24 on the stop. That is Alan Martin, who spends some time at free safety. The Coatesville offense tonight is led by quarterback Ricky Ortega, completing 73% of his passes. Just a freshman, 115 out of 158, 1,646 yards, 18 touchdowns against just 4 interceptions. He's not thrown a pick in 8 plus weeks now. They open, shotgun spread. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Single setback on the left hip, and motioning away from the quarterback is Young. They fire, and it's a loose ball here. Scramble for it, and Aaron Young has to fall back on it at the 10-yard line. A lateral and a loss on the play will drop it. Aaron Young into the negative here for minus -9 to start things. So a little gadget play perhaps, and they go shotgun again. No huddle, trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Ridley hustles over into defensive position. Gives to Young. He's averaging 10 yards a carry. He's got that and more. Right up the middle. 30, 35, 40 foot race across midfield. 45, 40, Aaron Young with Martin on his back. Dragged down at the 25-yard line of Ridley. Well, they lose 9 on the first play and got it all back and then some.
Yeah, that was just wide open. There really wasn't anybody there. They were all playing pass, and they actually split out three receivers to the right, and the whole team kind of followed that. And when the ground play started, there was nobody left in the center.
They're
of the
ready
field.
To snap it again. Four wide receivers to the right, one to the left. 59 on the game, 64 on the gain there for Young. Rolling to his right, Ortega. He's going to tuck it and run. He's dropped back at the 31-yard line. Ryan Grieco up very quickly to make the stop. Grieco joined on defense by his fellow linebackers Sean Crowley, Greg Kimmel. Corners are Mike Cowan, O.C. Miller, Alan Martin, Malik Young round out the secondary. Ridley, mass substitutions here. Coatesville ready to snap it again. Pistol look this time. Second down and about 15. The give is to Aaron Young. Lots of running room off the left side. Lowers the shoulder. He spins inside the 30 down to the 27.
Well, Ridley,
it'll bring up third down and about a 12.
Ridley broke the pattern on that one. It had been loss, huge gain, loss. So we kind of held our breath on this one.
Here we go.
So third, here we go again.
Third down and about 11. Coatesville wants to snap it very, very quickly. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Aaron Young on the right hip. Ridley shows blitz, and here they come. Flag first will stop everything. So a pre-snap flag. I don't know if he got motion or if the blitz action started to cross the line. And well, false start,
yeah,
against
false
Coatesville.
Start.
So they'll back it up 5 yards. Turns this into third down. Out at the 32-yard line. They need the 15. Third and about 17 now. Three to the left, one to the right. Aaron Young on the right hip. Ortega fakes, looks, slanting over the middle. It's deflected and leaping and making a grab. Nice job there by number 5. Going up high and pulling down the deflection. Makai Alexander on the completion. Fortunate bounce for Coatesville.
Boy, no
and
doubt.
And now fourth down and about 7 as Alexander is dropped at the 22. Ortega's first pass of the attempt of the night. Fortunate bounce for Coatesville. They go three receivers to the left, one to the right. Avery Young singled up on this near sideline. They look that way. Ortega floats to the end zone. Young is out there. He leaps, makes the catch on fourth down. It's a Coatesville touchdown with 9:29 to play here in the opening quarter.
And he was absolutely covered. He just literally leaped above the coverage and grabbed the ball. I thought that was either going to be intercepted or knocked down.
That's a beautiful throw from Ortega. And he connects from 22 yards out. Avery Young on the grab. That's the older brother of halfback Aaron Young. So Avery, fourth in Chester County coming in receptions. His 32nd catch on the season, his 8th receiving touchdown. Coatesville 6, Ridley nothing, extra point pending. Alexander had a big catch on third down, will hold, and now hard count. Ridley jumps, and now decision time for Coach Ortega. Do they want to kick the extra point anyway or go for two perhaps? So Ridley jumps offside on the extra point try, but you're right, Mike. O.C. Miller was in very good position, good coverage, but nice job by Ortega. Excellent pocket, had plenty of time to throw it, and it's just hard to cover the speedsters. And a perfect throw from Ortega for the first 6 of the night. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. And number 72, Ramir Frazier, pounds it through. All right. Can Ridley answer? They're down 7, 9:29 to play in the opening quarter. Glad you joined us for playoff football at havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Coatesville Red Raiders cash in on their opening drive of the game, converting big time on a 4th and 7. Not just getting the 7 yards, it goes 22 yards Ortega to Avery Young for the 8th time this season. They connect in the end zone. 7-0. And Ridley about to get the football back for the first time. They're moving right to left. Brock Anderson awaits the kick. Left footer for Coatesville approaches high. Very short kick. It's going to come down to one of the up men at the 29-yard line. Up the right hash and still on his feet to the 41, 42-yard line comes Alan Martin. So good field position for the Green Raiders to get things started. Quarterback is Cade Stratton. The fullback, Brock Anderson. Malik Young and O.C. Miller in the slot. When they use a split end, it'll be Liam Wright. Tight ends will be Jagger Sheridan, Greg Kimmel. Offensive line includes Christian Weber, Jack Hutt, Zach Wagner, Leo Teddy Cassidy, and John Sheldon. Ridley will start with a triple option look from the right hash, moving right to left. Liam Wright, split to the right side. Double wing. Motion man is Miller, and they had an option to the left side. Stratton's going to be wrapped up. Lunges forward out to the 45. Boy, it looked like he was held for a loss momentarily, but nice work by the senior to pick up 2. Second down and 8 gives us a chance to catch our breath momentarily.
Yeah, at least they're not doing a hurry up offense.
Right, gives us a moment to maybe finish our tweet here. Coatesville on top early, 7-0 here. Ridley will snap it from their own 45, second down and 8. Right, split to the left this time. Wings to either side. Under center is Stratton. Motion man. And give is to that motion man. And bounce to the outside is Malik Young. 45-50. Dragged down from behind. Nice work there by number 8 of Coatesville. That's Ed Clark. Clark had 3 interceptions against Bishop Shanahan. His only 3 this season. But the free safety comes up and makes a stop and brings up 3rd down and about 3 is Malik Young.
Boy, Ridley was so close on that last series of getting an interception and then stopping them on 4th down, you know, within the 20. So it should be interesting to see what Coatesville's second possession is. In the meantime, of course, Ridley wants to show their abilities right here. 3rd and 4.
Ooh. Ball loose on the snap, and now there's a scramble for it. Coatesville thinks they're on it, and in fact they are. Coming out of the pile is number 6, Taun Evans. Ridley, costly turnover on their side of midfield, and now a short field for the Raiders. 1st and 10 at the Ridley 49. And look at this. Ortega has them lined up and ready to go already. Ridley's still not even set up, and they're ready to snap the football. Here we go. Ortega in the pistol look. 3 receivers to the left. He gives it to Aaron Young right up the middle, and Aaron is belted at the line of scrimmage and then comes in out to the 47. Helping make that stop. At the end of the stop is Sam Ferkler.
Yeah, and the crowd wanted a call because they thought it was late, but their running back was still moving.
2nd down and 8. Ortega looks to his right, fires a quick out, complete to Avery Young. 1-on-1 coverage. He bowls through a man, picks up a 1st down. They'll spot it at the Ridley 37. Gain of 10 for Avery Young. And again, just man-to-man coverage. Ridley's going to have to win a battle or two in very isolated coverage. Tough thing to ask most of these defensive backs here. Ready to snap again. Ortega on 1st down and flags 1st. This will slow things down momentarily. And see what we can do with this. Pre-snap, officials are talking it over, Mike.
Well, it should be offensive penalty, obviously, to stop the play. So let's see. Here's the call. Well, maybe not. We're having a question. What's the story? No flag?
Well,
no flag. What was that all about?
All right. Neshaminy up on Garnet Valley, 7-0. Knights of North Penn have run 5 plays and scored 14 points. They're up big early. Give is Young on 2nd down. And down he goes, ripped down by 44. Ryan Grieco loses 2, and it'll bring up 2nd down, rather. All right. So Aaron Young Five carries already. Had one big one with Ridley's held him in check since. Three-man front for Ridley. Back to pass is Ortega. Pump fakes. Rolling to his right. Eyes still downfield. Looking deep down this near sideline. Single coverage out there again. Avery Young reaches up and hauls it in for his second touchdown of the night. A 39-yarder. And Avery Young, three catches already. And 13-0 Coatesville. 7:15 to play here.
Now here's a play where the receiver stopped. He started again, defender stays with him, and the ball's thrown, and the defender thinks it's going to fall short. And he slows down, the receiver continues to move, and the ball goes where the receiver goes rather than the defender. He was wide open.
Ortega does not play like a freshman. That was a beautiful pump fake again. Terrific pass protection, nobody near him, and he rolls out to his right, and single coverage out there. Has a two-touchdown lead for Coatesville. Extra point pending. Snap is low. Nice work by Alexander to dig it out. Spot is a good one. Kick is up and good. Coatesville 14, Ridley nothing early in the first. Green Raiders trying to bounce back when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Coatesville 14, Ridley nothing, as we're back here for round two of the District 1 playoffs. Ridley on the wrong end of the scoreboard here, as Matt Ortega's son, young freshman quarterback's connected with Avery Young for two scores now. End over end kickoff's going to be fielded by Brock Anderson at the 20. Looking for running room up the right hash. He's running through people and across the 40-yard line out to the 44. Again, good field position here for Ridley to start things.
He's finishing his tweet.
Go ahead. Chat it up,
he's
man.
He's not as quick on his smartphone as he is on his computer. He usually gets the whole tweet out between the commercials. So.
Yeah. Well.
This is going to be interesting. Ridley's now got his work cut out for him. And, of course, Ridley's not a fast-moving on offense necessarily. Well, they could break one.
Shotgun look. They go empty backfield. Motion man is O.C. Miller. They play fake to him. Firing to the near sideline. Incomplete as it short hops Brock Anderson at the 48-yard line. So Stratton misfires on his first throw of the evening. In the meantime, Ricky Ortega, 4 for 4, throwing it. Two touchdowns, 81 yards, with now just 5 minutes to play here in the... 5 minutes into the game.
Right. I was going to say, wait a minute. Am I looking at the wrong clock?
Ridley with 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Wing to the right. Anderson is the fullback. Give it to Anderson. Nope, keeping it to Stratton. Off the right tackle, maybe a couple. Maybe a couple to the 46-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 8. Coatesville defense holding its ground very nicely that time.
Really shoving Ridley back. Ridley's getting no push off the front line. They're really just, everybody's within a foot or so, and Coatesville's defensive line doing very well just to shut it all down and just clog up all the holes.
Nice work there by 16, Dom Macalino on the stop, senior linebacker. Ridley shotgun again. Two receivers to the left, wing to the right. Stratton on 3rd and 8 from the 46 back. Looking. Slant inside it is. Ooh. Caught. No, incomplete. In and out of the hands of O.C. Miller. Very good coverage by number 21, Brandon Talbot. And Talbot knocks it away. Stratton 0-for-2 throwing it on that series. And 3 and out go the Green Raiders. And now we'll kick it to the ever-dangerous Avery Young, who waits the punt at the 20, along with Makai Alexander. Well, we'll try to keep you posted on other scores here. Garnet Valley has responded here. We've got a kickoff, and looking for room is Makai Alexander up this near sideline. Turns the corner at the 25, dances inside, still on his feet across the 30 and down to the 34. And that is a nice return of about 14. And Red Raiders back on The field probably ready to snap it already. Garnet Valley and Neshaminy tied at 7.
Ooh, good game.
Keep an eye on that one. Downingtown East and Perk Valley, no score yet. Here, 14-0 Coatesville, 6:01 to play here in the first. And looking for more. Ricky Ortega, shotgun look, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Play fake, going to keep it himself this time, dances outside, spins back to his right, and shedding tackles across the 35 and wrestles out to the 39. Good work there by Ortega on the carry, picks up four.
And I will tell you, he broke three tackles, and Ridley, if nothing else, is a sure tackling team. So they are moving.
They stack two receivers to either side. Aaron Young is the halfback. They throw a lateral to this near sideline. Makai Alexander wants to throw it, and he's going to be wrapped up. Nice work there. Loss on the play thanks to quick action from number four. That's Jose Kalea.
And that was a terrific job by Jose. He was right there, stayed with the play, sniffed it out immediately. And fortunately, there was nothing open downfield. The Ridley safeties also stayed with their receivers and didn't give up the play.
They've tried that gadget play a couple of times this year. Empty backfield this time, third down and about 12 after a loss of 7 on the play. Back to pass, blitz coming, rolling to his right is Ortega, looking, firing over the middle, has a man out there, it's Avery Young at midfield. First down and more, spins inside and down to the 41-yard line of Ridley. Nice work by Ortega to evade the blitz.
This has got to be very frustrating for Ridley's defense. They are playing these guys tough, but they keep giving up the big plays, which of course happens when you've got a power offense that throws the ball.
They're ready to snap it again. Ridley might have too many on the field. Give inside is to Aaron Young. Off left tackle, he pushes inside the 40 down to the 39. Gain of 2. Coatesville sideline wanted a flag for too many men. But Ridley has to hustle guys in and off, on and off very quickly. Young has been largely held in check with the exception of that 64-yard burst on his second carry. 3 to the left, 1 to the right on 2nd and 8. From the Ridley 39, Ortega back. Looking. Slant down the middle. Incomplete. And flags. Ouch. Okay. Flags, as it was pretty well covered and probably a little too well covered, as he was looking for Avery Young on the slant. Pass overthrown, but they're going to get pass interference against the Ridley defense and turn this into a first down. Avery Young, 4 catches already here, still with 4:44 to play in the first quarter. 98 yards receiving, just not even 8 minutes into the game. Ortega, I was just going to say that's his first miss of the night, but the penalty will change that tune.
Right. And they're ready to go.
Ricky Ortega, 3 to the left, 2 to the right. They go empty. Ridley, 3-man front, and Ortega will exploit it. Right up the middle he goes. 20, 15, 10. He's going for the pylon, and he will score. Ortega from 24 yards has given Coatesville a 3-score lead midway through the first quarter. And Ridley in a big, big hole.
Can you think of the last time Ridley found himself in a situation like this?
It's been a little while, but it's also been a little while since we've seen a team like this. And the Coatesville side is going to say, 2012, when we were in the state finals. That team could score from anywhere, and Ortega here is doing just about that right now. Makai Alexander will hold the third extra point attempt of the evening. They wait. High snap. Good work by Alexander. Spot. Kick. Good. 4:33 to play here in the first, and the Green Raiders trying to get something going offensively. Coatesville 21, Ridley 0. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck-related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Ricky Ortega, the freshman, keeps it himself that time. And 4:33 to play here in the first quarter. It's 21-0 Coatesville. And Ridley trying to get something going. Some kind of spark. And here's a short end-over-end kickoff. It's going to come down at the 23-yard line. This is Brock Anderson. Cuts up to his right. Spins across the 40-yard line and out to the 41. So, again, you have to say Ridley started within 10 yards of midfield on every possession thus far.
Oh, yeah. With all the talent they have, they seem to have a kicker who can't get the ball very deep. I assume that could be intentional. We haven't seen this team enough to where we know what the normal procedure is. But it doesn't matter. Ridley's had the ball twice, lost it on a third down situation in a fumble, and went three and out in the next possession. And every time Coatesville touched the ball, they've scored with it. And scored within, what, seven plays, six plays? It hasn't taken much.
All right, they'll try it again and probably have to open things up now. They go empty backfield. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Play fake, and Stratton's going to keep it himself. Takes it out to the 44, and then a flag comes in late. We might end up with a
face mask
here at the near the end of the play. Gain of three for Stratton. And if nothing else, he might end up with Ridley being able to hold on to the football for a minute or two.
Yeah,
here.
Trying to give
their defense a breather.
Only 5 yards?
All right, 5 yards tacked on to the end of the run.
Okay,
incidental face mask. Puts the nose of the football at the midfield stripe. Second down and two now. 21-0 Coatesville. Neshaminy 9. Garnet Valley 7. Over in Langhorne. Here, wing motion. Give is to Malik Young. Juggles the football. Scramble for it. And they're on it again. The Raiders, I think. Let's see. Red Raiders, rather. Fumbled football for Young. It looked like Ed Clark was on it momentarily, and then he may have lost it. Let's see. Coatesville is on it. Coatesville recovers, I think. Not sure who came up with it. Ed Clark was on it momentarily, but two Ridley turnovers at almost the exact same spot on the field. And Coatesville now with a chance to really throw a dagger. Already up 21-0, 3:59 to play here in the opening quarter. And the Red Raiders now in great shape. Same formation, trips to the left. Avery Young split to the right. Gives to Aaron Young. Off the left side, cuts back, has some room across the 35, and it's probably a touchdown-saving tackle there for Sam Ferkler. Senior defensive back wraps up Aaron Young at the 33-yard line. Gain of 15. Aaron Young in the pistol now. Ortega moves him to his left hip. Three receivers to the left. They give it to Aaron Young. Nope, Ortega this time off left tackle. He's going to get maybe two. Rest of the offensive line for Coatesville tonight includes number 65, Owen Klein. 77 at right tackle is Ricky Santiago at 6'5", 305.
He looks like a big boy.
He is the biggest of the boys on the field tonight. Three receivers to the right this time. Ortega, second down and nine. Play fake. Rolling to his right. Fires underneath. Incomplete. Ridley coming with a blitz. It's Grieco again. And Ridley, I will say, they are coming after Ortega on almost every play. First incompletion of the night for the freshman.
Well, that may be the only thing they can slow him down. I think the problem is it's tough to rush and blitz like that on every play when they're doing a hurry-up offense. You just get exhausted pressuring through these guys all the time.
Third and nine. Three receivers to the left. Two to the right now. Ortega juggles the snap, scramble for it, picks it up. He's going to dance his way for maybe a yard or line of scrimmage, I guess. That's about it. Nice work by 33 Greg Kimmel on the stop for the Ridley defense, and now fourth and nine. And Coatesville was here before fourth and seven and scored on it.
They're extremely dangerous on fourth and long. They'll go for it, and they don't care. And, of course, when you're leading 21-0, you don't have to care.
Right. Play being signaled in, and now timeout called by head coach Matt Ortega. We'll take a short timeout with him, see what the Red Raiders can come up with. Already leading by three scores, fourth and nine when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live.
And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Coatesville Area High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on HavenFootball.net.
Well, that's it for tonight, though. Just right. The engineering.
There you go. And Pete Fulginetti helping with the stats and spotting, as always. Ridley on the wrong end of a 21-0 score. Coatesville trying to defend their home turf. And now, fourth down and 9 from the Ridley 32. Coatesville moving to left and right. Left to right here in the first quarter. Three receivers. Tight end to the left this time. First time we've seen a tight end in a pistol look. Let's see. Ridley calls timeout. Head coach Dave Wood wants to talk things over. It actually gives us a chance to give you some score updates from around District 1. At the 5A level, top-ranked Springfield, 7. Great Valley, nothing.
Mm.
So that's a late first quarter score. Marple Newtown, 6. Westchester East, nothing. So the third-ranked Tigers on their home turf tonight. And you can catch some of that over on MarpleNewtownFootball.com. And you mentioned before, Mike, us and Marple Newtown were the only games going.
We think so. I mean, according to the PIAA, I mean, yeah. you felt the Garner Valley would be broadcasting. I also thought Springfield would be broadcasting, yeah. But couldn't find anything about it.
All right. Garnet Valley, 14. Neshaminy, 7. So Neshaminy on the wrong end of an early game score again. Remember, they fell behind Penridge by 3 scores last week and then roared back to win 26-21. But they're having trouble with the Jags right now. All right, here we go.
You can hear the wind picking
fourth
up.
Fourth down and 9. Coatesville, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Tight end to the left as well. Ricky Ortega looks to the sideline for a signal. Aaron Young on his left hip. Back is Ortega on 4th and 9. Looking. He wants it all. Deep down the near sideline. Single coverage and incomplete. Incomplete. He led Avery Young a little too much down this near sideline. And Ridley's defense gets their first stop of the night. Green Raiders bring the offense on 1st and 10 at their own 32.
That ball had a little too much on it. It wasn't really catchable. It was going to be out of bounds no matter what happened. But and the wind is blowing from left to right across the field, so it might have been. And he threw it really high, which I understand what he's trying to do, but with this kind of a wind, I'm not too sure that's in your bet. Of course, what am I talking about? He's thrown, terrific all night long. But that one just didn't make it.
Springfield now 14-0 over Great Valley. Here, 1st and 10, double wing for the Green Raiders. Stratton dances his way into the secondary. Lots of room now. 40, 45, 50. Foot race. Stratton, 40, 35, and dragged down from behind at the Coatesville 31-yard line.
A little bit of life in Ridley.
Indeed. 37 on the burst there from Stratton. Terrific. Did not look like there was much room there off right tackle. He had a little shake and bake that time. And that little wiggle moved him into the secondary quickly. They'll spot it actually at the 30-yard line. 38 on the carry. 1st and 10 Ridley, their first venture into Coatesville territory with 2:12 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Ridley needs to get something on the board, trailing 21-0. Four-man front for Coatesville. Brock Anderson is your fullback. Motion man is Miller. They fake the toss to him. Looking is Stratton. He's going to dance his way to the left side. Lots of room. 25-20. And he takes a hit. Bangs. He actually delivers the hit to Alexander. And he's going to be near first down yardage. We'll see. Down near the 20-yard line. I think they'll move the chains here.
Yep, they do.
Give him 10 and a first down. So Cade Stratton.
It seems to me like Coatesville's doing a little bit of over-pursuing on the defensive line. They're going too deep, and then it's wide open, and there's really nobody in reserve. So, once the quarterback, in this case, saw the opening, it wasn't anybody close to him for 10 or 12 yards.
Stratton, 5 carries for 56 yards for the Green Raiders. He has them 1st and 10 at the Coatesville 19. Anderson's first carry of the night. It's going to bounce off of one man off to the right side, cuts back to his left, and that should have been a loss of 2 or 3, but
sure.
Brock Anderson, strong runner, bounced off of it and turns it into a gain of 3. Second down Well, call it second down and a long eight, actually. Give him two. So, again, Anderson, Young, Miller, McCafferty have all shared the ball pretty well this year, and Mick Stratton in there on the keepers. So far, no points on the board yet for Ridley, but they're threatening here. Second down and eight from the 17. Motion man is Young. They go option to the left, keeping it as Stratton. Nice coverage there on by Coatesville to take away the pitch. Stratton has to duck inside and right into the arms of number 57, Dakota Rogers.
Yeah, that time the line maintained their slants and just stayed within about a yard deep and nowhere to go.
James Shockley on the defensive line as well, helping turn that play inside for Coatesville. It's going to be third down and seven, certainly four down territory now for Ridley. 40 seconds, 39 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. Ridley trying to get something going.
6 seconds on the 25-second clock, 35-second clock.
I formation, fullback off that set to the left. They play fake, back to pass to Stratton. Looking, he's under heavy pressure. He's going to roll to his left. Looking for running room now. Spins forward near the 15. He might get a yard, but it's going to bring up fourth down. Good pursuit there from number 57, Dakota Rogers, along with number 6. That's Tawn Evans. So, what's next here, Mike?
Well, it's going to be the quarter.
Okay, yep. I'm thinking ahead to what the next play is, but Coach Dave Wood's going to have some time to think about it here. We've come to the end of a fantastic first quarter. If you're a Coatesville fan, 21-0 Red Raiders defending their home turf, but Ridley trying to get on the board here, fourth and short, when we come back to start the second quarter on havenfootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Second quarter action, ready to begin momentarily. 21-0, Coatesville on top of the fifth-seeded Green Raiders of Ridley. But Ridley, fourth and five now from the Coatesville 16-yard line when we resume. A couple others, quick score updates. Springfield's up 14-0 on Great Valley. North Penn is up 21-0 on Springford. Garnet Valley on top of Neshaminy, 14-7. Westchester East has just taken the lead on Marple Newtown, 7-6. And Bishop Shanahan, 7, Academy Park, 6. All right, here we go. Fourth down and almost 6. Stratton, double wing, three-step drop, flag on the play, fires the out, complete to Liam Wright. He's wrestling inside the 10, first down yardage, but we'll check the flag. We'll have to see. Ridley offensive line standing still. Not a good sign if you're a Green Raider fan. They are not moving forward. Liam Wright tentatively picked up 10 yards on the pass. Just a good timing, good delivery, quick out route. And we'll see.
Yeah, well, they're... What a discussion.
Talk things over. It was thrown immediately at the snap. I mean, the ball was snapped and the flag was in the air. So
They took the flag, yeah, but the last time they did this, they seem to, whatever it is, isn't very clear cut.
At the moment, it's Stratton to right for 10 yards on the first completion of the night for Ridley. And there is no flag on the play. First and 10, Ridley.
It's the second time that's happened.
Yeah, picked up the flag. So first completion of the night for Stratton. He's 1 of 3, and that's a big 10-yard gain on 4th and 6. And now, Ridley threatening. Nose of the football, just about the 6-yard line.
Yep.
Linebacker Chris Carney checks out, defensive end Chris Carney checks out of the game for Coatesville. And now, first and goal to go for Ridley. Liam Wright, split end to the left. Wing to the left is O.C. Miller. Backs are split. They run the toss play. Looking for room is Malik Young. He's off the left side and into the end zone. Ridley on the board with 11:42 to play here in the opening quarter. I'm sorry, in the second half. Did I just forget the whole first quarter?
No, the first half. Second quarter.
All right.
And a partridge in a pear tree. There we go. We got it all.
Malik Young off the left side. Very well blocked. Went in untouched from 6 yards out. 11:42 to play here in the second quarter. I'll try that again. Extra point for Kieran Baker is on the way. Plenty of leg and right down the middle it goes. And Ridley on the board. They trail at 21-7. See if the defense can get another stop. And Coatesville trying to get that offense rolling again when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Cade Stratton to Liam Wright for 10 yards on 4th down and 6. The big play there and sets up Malik Young's 6-yard scoring run. And now Ridley will get to kick it off for just the second time tonight. Opening kickoff, and now here's Kieran Baker, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Aaron Young at the 11-yard line. Young looking for room up the left hash. Has a little bit of room. Still on his feet. Shedden tackles 40, 45, 50. Stiff arm at the 40, and he's run out of bounds finally by number 24, Alan Martin. But Aaron Young just refusing to go down at the 35 and
boy, he had great
picks up a bundle.
Great acceleration off that line. He really came at it. I was looking for a collision because it would have been a nasty one, but he clear green space, found the hole, and just kept going, and he's tough to catch.
Coatesville lines up, as usual, very quickly. Ricky Ortega, your quarterback, 3 receivers to his right, 1 to his left, and they give it to Aaron Young, stretch play to the right side. Young, 30-yard line, still on his feet and wrestled down from behind. Nice work by Grieco to get him by the ankles and got help there from number 33 as well. That's Greg Kimmel.
And Kimmel really did a nice job because he was well blocked and got rid of the block and made the tackle. And now we're right back, ready to snap the ball.
2nd down and 6. Back, Ortega, 1-step drop, fires to the outside. Avery Young, oh no, it's complete, not Avery Young, dancing away from trouble on that far sideline and picking up a first down is number 23, Jaden Hudson, on his first grab of the night. Hudson picks up 8 and another Coatesville first down. So Coatesville coming in, averaging nearly 43 points per game. They've got 21 on the board already. 10:57 still to play here in the second quarter. Pistol look. Ortega, 3 receivers to his left. Draw play, give. Dancing away from one man is Young. Gives some ground. That backs outside the 25. Dances away from another man. And nice short tackle that time by Sam Ferkler coming up from the secondary.
That really was.
A lot
was
of running for a gain of 0, I guess.
Yeah, but boy, that was a scary run because for just a moment, Ridley was really out of position, and they did manage to catch up to him, but that was getting scary.
Scary for Ridley.
Yeah, for
it
Ridley,
something
yeah,
beautiful
great for
to watch
yeah.
for everybody else.
Yeah, everybody on our side was gasping in pleasure.
Aaron right. Young, slot left, 3 receiver to the right, quarterback draw right up the middle. Ortega, lots of room again, 15-10, dances outside, and he will take it on in, untouched, beautifully blocked, and Ortega, he scored from 24 of few minutes ago and does the same thing, same play, 22 yards into the end zone, and just like that, Coatesville back on the board. Ortega, touchdowns on his last 2 carries.
Well, when you run a ball on a kickoff down to your opponent's 32,
yep,
talk about a short field.
Yep. Just explosive players all over the field. Alexander to hold. Extra point is just over the crossbar. Well, not the longest kick you'll ever see, but snuck it in there. An extra point up and good. 28-7, Coatesville on top. 10:21 to play here in the first half. Ridley scores quickly, and Coatesville answers right back. Back in a moment.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers,
Coach Kicking, and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Ricky Ortega's thrown for two touchdowns and run for two more. Squib kick will be fielded, juggled and fielded by one of the up men. And nice work there by number 95, Dom DeMatteo, the sophomore, to fall on top of it. And that's good field position at the 31 for the Green Raiders.
That's the kind of thing you want to kind of mic the kid. You know, got it. I got
10:29 mark is where Ortega takes his second scoring run. And, again, touchdown passes of 22 and 23 and 39 yards, followed by a 24-yard scoring run and a 22-yard scoring run. And this young man wearing number one for Coatesville, Ricky Ortega, has been awfully good. Here we go. Double wing, motion man is Malik Young. Stratton, option left, going to keep it himself, and nothing doing. Nothing doing there as number 11, Chris Carney, turned him inside to his buddies and a host of tacklers, wrap him up after a gain of just one.
Yeah, Coatesville's playing the option pretty well. Of course, they know that's what it's going to be. 21 is, let me see, is Talbot, Brandon Talbot. He played it extremely well. Stood right where he should, which prohibits the quarterback from making the toss, and the quarterback had to turn upfield into a tackler.
Double wing, Stratton under center, looking to the outside, fires, and it is incomplete, and they're going to flag this.
Yeah.
Alexander. It's going to get hit with pass interference here.
Yeah, I think it's
an unfortunate break for the defense there. I don't know if that ball is catchable. And
well, not only is it not catchable, it's hard to tell from perspective, but it looked like the ball was past him when he actually hit him. But, you know, we can't tell. There is no instant replay. You know, for the money, we have a much harder job up here than the guys with the networks.
That's right. Real quick score update, Neshaminy. In big trouble now. They trail Garnet Valley 21-7.
Wow.
A 60-yard fumble recovery and return for a touchdown.
Wasn't the thought that Garnet Valley was probably going to lose that?
Yeah, Garnet Valley, though, with a defensive score, has put them up 21-7.
Good for them.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Green Raiders after the pass interference penalty. Toss play to the left side. Spinning his way out of trouble is Malik Young, but he picks up about 5 on the play. Good open field work there. On the stop by Ed Clark, the senior safety.
And Ridley, again, has penetrated into Coatesville territory at the 47.
So, gain of 5 for Malik Young, and had a fumble in the first quarter. And so a fumbled snap, a fumble by Young, gave Coatesville 2 very short fields, and they cashed in twice. Didn't do Ridley many favors there. 14-7, Perk Valley on top of Downingtown East. Here, second down and 5, gives to the tailback, and not much that time. Driven backwards, and another stop by number 6, who's been all over the field. Taun Evans, 6 foot, 215-pound senior on the stop. Evans has had himself a nice senior season, had an interception, has one interception to his credit, and a boatload of tackles. Third down and about 4.
You know, it's funny. Wind's picking up here. It is really cold outside, particularly with this wind. We are inside a booth, so we're comfortable. But I got to tell you, I remember many a night sitting in the stands out here.
Yeah,
it was, my son played back in the 96-97, and it was – I remember once through a rainstorm, it was freezing.
Here we go. Stratton, split end to the right, wing to the right as well. Play fake. He's back under heavy pressure. It steps away momentarily. Still on his feet, but they're going to get him back at the 49-yard line. A loss on the play. And now they're actually going to say he put his knee down on the Ridley side of the field. Sack on the play. Nice work there by 57 Rogers in on the stop.
Well, they've got the wind behind them on this punt, so they should be able to drive it down pretty good.
Alex Raimondo, 54, not 57, on the sack. And now punting it away on 4th and 11 is Anderson. booms one. He's going to back up Avery Young at his 13-yard line. He's going to come up the left hash, right hash rather, comes up to the left side. He bangs his way, still on his feet, and then into a wall of white shirts from there. Ridley has to wrap him up at the 15-yard line. Referees blow the whistle there, but hey, it's tough. You don't want to blow the whistle too soon when a guy's breaking tackles and running hard.
Yeah, and he was still actually moving. He was standing upright when they blew that whistle. But I think that's a good move in high school football. You don't want to stand a guy up and make him a target, which is exactly what happens.
So now Ricky Ortega in this lightning strike offense here for Coatesville lines up again. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, tight end to the right as well. Play fake. Keeping himself is Ortega off the right side. Picks up a couple.
Close that hole real quick for Ridley.
Kimmel on the stop, along with number 56. That's Joe Spillman. Brings up second down and 8. Motion man.
Ridley
is
really
the freshman. Dupree Bryant sits over to the right side of the formation. Bryant, just a freshman, 122 yards and 2 touchdowns a week ago. Split end to the left, 2 to the right. They look left, stop and go route, and deep down the near sideline, Ortega. Lots of air under this one. Alan Martin in excellent coverage, and they are going to throw
a flag. That was offensive
for
pass
offensive interference here. And Alan Martin thinks he's going to be called on him, but I think this is going to go against Avery Young here and back up Coatesville a few yards.
Yep.
A lot of air under that one. That ball was hanging up there a long time. But, boy, Ridley is taking their chances with single coverage on Avery Young all night. He's burned them for 2 touchdowns already.
Yeah, that was a nice pass relative. It was in the direction. But, it was blatant push-off from the receiver and defender. I mean, that ball was really up for grabs, technically. Anybody could have grabbed it.
Honestly, if he doesn't grab him, Martin might end up with an interception there. So, not necessarily a bad play by Avery Young.
Considering how breakaway these guys are. Good.
Perk Valley and Downingtown East now tied at 14. Interboro 12, Pottsgrove nothing.
Ooh.
That's in the 4A district final. Again, only 4 qualifiers at the 4A level here in District 1. So Pottsgrove, Interboro, that's actually for a district championship tonight. Bucks on top, 12-0. Here. One more score update. Springfield 21, Great Valley 7. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. All right, here we go. Second down and 22 after the offensive interference. 3 receivers to the left. Now they flood that side, and keeping it up the middle is Ortega off the right side. Up the right hash of the 25-30. He's going to have a first down and more. Grieco finally shoves him out of bounds out near the 40-yard line. Gain of 18 for Ricky Ortega. And another first down. Nice work by Grieco to finally track him down, but this Coatesville offense can hurt you from everywhere.
I'm sure Ridley looked to containment all week long, trying to figure out how they contain it, and boy, whatever they tried is just not being effective.
Great job up front. Split end to the right, 3 to the left. Ortega rolling to his left, looking, eyes downfield, fires underneath, and it's intercepted. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, indeed. Ortega had the route jumped by number 2, Mike Cowan, the senior. Not the biggest guy on the field by any stretch, 5'8", 140. But an interception for Ridley has them at the 44-yard line of Coatesville. And nice job by Cowan to drag his feet and keep the football.
And I got to tell you, that was really important because Ridley defense was really beginning to drag. They had a long field to defend. So good thing give some of the defense players a rest. And offense come back and score here. They'll have a game. They'll still be down by 14, but they'll have a game going.
28-7 Coatesville, 6:24 to play here in the opening in the second quarter. Play fake. Stratton looking, firing to the flat on a wheel route. Incomplete. O.C. Miller, very well covered there by number 21, Brandon Talbot.
And Miller thought he was held, but official didn't agree.
Brings up second down and 10. But Ortega started 5 for 5 for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. His last three throws, 2 incompletions and an interception. So it brings up second down and 10 here for Ridley. Moving left to right here in this second quarter. We'll keep you posted from around District 1, Garnet Valley, again, 21-7 over Neshaminy at the moment. Academy Park has their first lead of the night. They're on top of Shanahan, 14-7 now. 1:33 to play in the first half over there. Double wing, hard count from Stratton's going to pick up a free 5. Two Coatesville linemen jumped.
We've talked about this before. Not only does it get you 5 yards, but it really does slow the defensive linemen down. They're really going to hesitate now on this next play, which could be an excellent opening for, you know, a quick hitter up the middle. A lot of different things. You have a trap play. A lot of things you can do if you're going to slow your defensive lineman down by a half a second or so. We'll see.
Here's Ridley, second down and 5 now from the Coatesville 39-yard line. Liam Wright, split end to this near side. Wing to either side, fullback is Brock Anderson. Motion man is Malik Young. They toss it to him, looking for room off the left side. And good penetration momentarily, but good patient running. And Young's going to, he loses the football again. Scramble for it, and on top of it is Coatesville. Nice job by 33 to pounce on it. That's Zach Hillard. And Young has lost it for the second time tonight, and Ridley trades turnovers there. Interception by Mike Cowan, unable to do anything with it. And Coatesville gets the ball back now at their own 38, 6:09 to play here in the second quarter, leading by 3 scores, and now with a chance to really put Ridley in a bad way here.
And plenty of time.
Aaron Young on the left tip of Ortega, who's in the gun. They give it to Young off right, the right side. Ridley stacks him up reasonably well that time at the 40-yard line.
Second ever got him another couple of yards, but yeah, nice job.
Aaron Young coming into this game, 19 touchdowns, over 1,100 rushing yards, and he missed all of one and most of another game. So you're really talking about 1,100-plus yards in just, about 9 games. Talented sophomore. Blitz coming. They pick it up nicely, and Ortega rolling to his left. He wants it all down this near sideline. Has a man out there, an incomplete, overthrown out of bounds, intended for Dupree Bryant, the freshman, going on the flag route. But
Ortega took quite a hit. He's very gingerly getting up.
One of his linemen there, Alex Vondra, helps pick him up off the turf. But the line has done a very nice job tonight for Coatesville. Vondra, Ricky Rodriguez, the big guy at right tackle, Ricky Santiago. They've protected Ortega very well. He's run for 72 yards. Aaron Young with 84 yards by my count on 10 carries. And, of course, 108 yards through the air. 3rd and 8 from the 40. Ortega is back. Ridley shows blitz. They try to set up a screen. Now he's running. He's going to scramble for it. Ball came out, and Ridley's on top of it at the 27-yard line. Tough break for Ortega, but Ryan Greek goes on it at the 27.
And that's a direct result of the hit he took the last play. You know, I'll tell you, no matter how good a football player is, when you get pounded like that, you get a little iffy, a little hesitant, a little tentative. The ball handling was not good. He wasn't too sure what to do. He saw him coming, and he's thinking about the last time he just got plastered.
I thought they were maybe setting up a screen there. Ridley came in very quickly, but then seemed to peel back, maybe seemed to read it pretty well. Ortega didn't get rid of it and then had the ball squirt out of his hands untouched. Greco pounces on it, and the Green Raiders now, 1st and 10, keeping it himself is Stratton, faked inside, and there's really just no room anywhere. Yeah. If he had handed that to Brock Anderson, they'd lose a yard.
Yep.
Stratton ducks forward for 1, down to the 25.
I'm trying to look for Ortega on the sideline, because Pete had observed when he came out, he was holding his arm.
It's not a good sign.
No, not a good sign at all. You never want to see an injury at any level, but particularly in high school, particularly in a playoff game.
2nd and 9 from the Coatesville 25. 4:55, 4:54 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Ridley trailing 28-7, but threatening. Split end to the left this time is Ryan Meyer. Liam Wright, split end to the right. Double wing, and in the shotgun is Stratton. They fake the jet sweep, and now a little option. Keeping it himself is Stratton. He spins forward to the 20, maybe to the 19 by the time they unpile. And it's going to bring up 3rd down and about 3. So 6 more for Stratton. Gives him 59 yards rushing on 11 carries. Malik Young, 16 yards rushing, but 2 fumbles. Anderson's carried it just once. Ridley offense Not much doing tonight against a stout Coatesville defense, but here, 3rd and 3 from the 19, two cracks at it to get back on the board. O.C. Miller, they fake it to him, and now a late option toss, looking for room, and is Brock Anderson, and he bangs his way inside the 10-yard line, or just outside the 10-yard line, and it's enough for a Ridley first down. With the late pitch. Go ahead, Mike.
And I know you don't look for things like this when you're running. Obviously, you just run as far as you can. But, you know, the fact they're being placed on a 12 will give them an opportunity to get a first down, at the 2 or below. And that could come in real handy. They got plenty of time at just under 4 minutes.
Ridley with two timeouts in their pocket, as does Coatesville. Right splits to the left of the formation. Wing to the left, backs split behind. And now motion is Alan Martin. They fake and now run a little counter inside. A little bit of running room for O.C. Miller, who ducks down to the 5. Staying home to make the tackle is number 6, Tawn Evans.
That opened up very nicely but closed just as quickly. That was really a beautiful offensive play and a beautiful defense response.
They'll spot it at the 6-yard line. O.C. Miller, West Catholic transfer. Receiving and rushing option for offensive coordinator Scott Green this year.
Players asking the crowd to get involved, start screaming and yelling, which they respond.
2nd and 4 after Miller's 6-yard run. Wing to the left is Miller. Wing to the right is Martin. Fullback is Brock Anderson. They fake to him, and inside goes Stratton, who trips over the 6-yard line. Just as he was making a cut off right tackle there, lost his footing. Tough break there for the senior quarterback.
Yeah, he might have gotten down to the 2 on that one. Might have gotten there.
Gain of just 1, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and almost 3. All right, Stratton brings in the play. Crowd below us stomping away. We can feel the vibration here in the press box.
Which for a guy who's afraid of heights is not a good thing.
Cheer on the defense. Here we go. Ridley with a wishbone look. 2 tight ends. Stratton going to keep now a timeout first. Whistle pre-snap. Stratton looked like he had a convoy, and good call by the defense because they were not prepared for that. Stratton had a hole off that right side, and good call by Coatesville to take a timeout. We're going to take a short timeout with him. 3rd and 3 when we come back. Ridley at the Coatesville 5-yard line right here on havenfootball.net.
High school playoff football is almost here. HavenFootball.net will be bringing you all the playoff excitement by broadcasting one playoff game each week right up to the District 1 Championships. Playoffs start November 4th. Don't miss 1 minute of all the excitement and thrills of playoff football. Go to HavenFootball.net for dates and times of each broadcast. Our broadcasts will be available live and on our archives. HavenFootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
3rd and 3 upcoming for Ridley. A couple colors, quick score updates. Westchester Henderson 7, Upper Dublin nothing at halftime. Westchester East 14, Marple Newtown 6. So Marple down by 8 here. Ridley, wishbone look, 2 tight ends on 3rd and 3. Stratton's going to keep it himself, lunge forward. He's going to be, I believe, a half yard shy.
Yep.
4th down it is. Ran the same play.
Really weird.
Coming out of the timeout as they showed earlier. But they'll spot it
at the 3.
Yeah. They need a full yard. Stratton, 13 carries, 62 yards already. Most of it on 1 run tonight. A 38-yarder. So now clock ticks 2 minutes, 159, 158. I think Stratton's going to walk this thing or let the clock tick all the way down and then probably call timeout. You do not, if you don't make it, you do not want to leave time on the clock for Ortega and the offense. This is good thinking here from the Ridley coaching staff. Play clock at 5, at 4, at 3, at 2. Timeout Ridley on 4th and 1 upcoming from the 3-yard line. So we'll keep it right here for the moment. And Mike, at halftime, you and Pete will be chatting.
Yeah, and actually we got a guest. One of the reporters here is Pete DiGiovanni. I was going to butcher his name.
Two Petes,
two Petes for the Daily Local, and this is his 5th or 6th game that he's watched Coatesville. So he'll give us some impressions. I'm curious to see if they had a hurry-up offense the whole year.
Oh, I don't know.
They did.
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure.
Yep, high tempo.
So
all season long, and that's been quite the craze in the last few years.
So he'll be able to tell us whether this is just par for the course here for these guys. This is the way they've been playing all year long, and see what he thinks about Ridley and what they've been able to do. And, of course, if Ridley can score here, you know, 14-point lead is not terrific, but if they can make some stops, there is a chance, because the way this was going, it could have gone to the mercy rule pretty easily. So
yeah,
Ridley's made the stops.
If you're joining us late, Ricky Ortega to Avery Young score. They connected for two touchdowns in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. 22-yard scoring strikes from Ortega to Young at the 9:29 mark. Again from 39 yards at the 7:15 mark. Ortega with two touchdown runs since, and Malik Young with one score for Ridley, and now looking for more. Fourth and one. Wishbone behind Stratton. They run a toss play to Alan Martin, looking for a little room, and he's going to be wrapped up. They lose a bundle. They try to run wide with Martin, and he's going to be dropped back at the 6-yard line. Good pursuit from the Coatesville defense. Play had no chance.
Yeah, almost from the snap. I mean, the penetration was so strong, and this was a play that takes a little bit of time to develop, and by that time it was sniffed out, and he really had nowhere to go. I mean, they were flooded.
So now Coatesville with one timeout in their pocket, a 3-touchdown lead, and the ball at their own 6-yard line, 90 seconds left on the first half clock. Be interesting to see if they keep this on the ground. I do not think I'd want to throw it here. You can keep it on the ground with Young and Ortega, and those are two guys that can get you big chunks of yards just with their legs. He's under center for the first time. I formation. Ortega is going to push it forward for a yard, quarterback sneak.
Yeah, it looks like they're just going to run out the clock, which I'm a little surprised at. I mean, I think it's a good move.
Oh, now timeout.
Who called Ridley?
All right, Ridley has just used their third timeout of this first half. And so with that in mind, why don't we take a short timeout with them? Thanks to our many sponsors who've put us on the air, on the web tonight.
For your enjoyment.
There you go. Back in a moment for this close of the second quarter on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
1:21 to play here in the first half. Coatesville with the football, second down and 9 from their own 7-yard line, leading 28-7 and playing it safe, it looks like. Power eye formation, two fullbacks in front of Aaron Young. Ortega gives it to Aaron Young. The sophomore goes off the left side and not much doing that time. Grieco and others swarm him very quickly. He'll lose a yard. And 83 yards rushing on 11 carries for Mr. Young, the younger of the Young brothers, and both of them will be back next year. And that is exciting indeed for Coatesville. Lots of underclassmen contributing this year. 17 on the play clock, 50, 49, 48 on the game clock here. Third down and 10. Again with a power eye. Tailback is Aaron Young. He's standing with his toes on the goal line. They give it to Aaron off the right side. He breaks through the first line of defense. First down and more up the far sideline. 25. Lots of white shirts swing or surround him out to the 29. Grieco on the stop. It stops the clock momentarily. But a good heads-up play there by Young to stay in bounds. And this will keep the clock running. One timeout left here for Coatesville. Be interesting to see if they take it with just a little bit more breathing room now at the 29.
Oh, and a penalty to boot.
They're going to get a 15-yard penalty. Now, you're going to end up with a 15-yard penalty for the face mask out to the 44. Well, now what do you do?
Yeah, now do you just go for it? I mean, before the concern was you throw an interception. Oh, they're shifting out.
All right,
now.
Yeah, now they're going to go
the
spread here.
Are coming, yep.
Tight ends check out, and they spread it out, and Coach Matt Ortega is going to talk things over here. 23 seconds to play before half, and, yeah, you've got a chance now with the ball near midfield to, you know, get yourself in a good position.
Yeah, and if they can score here and put this a 35-7 game, this is really
Right.
You know, particularly the way Ridley plays, where they don't like to throw it too often. They certainly don't like to throw it deep. And that could really make all the difference. I mean, that could just put this game away and make it for a very long second half. And if they continue to score like this, it'll put in a mercy rule in the second half. So, yeah, this is a big couple of plays we got coming up here. Ridley really has to find a way to stop these guys and make sure they don't get in the end zone. An interception in return for a touchdown would be a good idea.
Well, that would be interesting. So both teams, after a very efficient first quarter, especially on the Coatesville side of things, trading turnovers in the second quarter. An interception by Mike Cowan, but then followed for Ridley, and then Ridley three plays later fumbled. And then, of course, you're going to down inside the five-yard line, couldn't punch it in, or you'd have a very different look now.
They're going to be dreaming about that one.
Empty backfield, four wide receivers, three to the left, and actually slot to the left and one to the right. Back, Ortega, deep down this near sideline. Avery Young is out there, and it is incomplete, nearly intercepted. Good coverage out there by O.C. Miller. Pass a little bit unthrown that time.
Yeah, you know,
up second and 10.
If it had been an interception, he was on his way down to the ground. So, you know, Ridley would have gotten the ball at their own 25 or something with 17 seconds left. So no damage done, really. Particularly where Ridley plays.
Right, 17 still on the clock here. So Ortega in the offense, out of timeouts. We basically need to get out of bounds or get 10 yards to at least momentarily stop the clock to have yourself a shot. Under center is Ortega, who's going to take a snap, take a knee, and that is going to do it for the first half. So Coatesville's going to think better of putting anybody in harm's way and putting a three-touchdown lead in harm's way. The home crowd on their feet and cheering the Red Raiders. 28-7 is your halftime score. We've hit zeros on the first half clock. 24 minutes at least of football action still to come on havenfootball.net. So stick with us. We've got the halftime chatter upcoming with you and Pete and Pete.
And Pete and Pete, right.
You guys can talk things over. I'll work Twitter and see what else I can find out about scores from around District 1 and District 12. Glad you're joining us for playoff action here at Coatesville High School, either live or on the archive. Thrilled to be with you on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
Welcome back. It's halftime at Coatesville, where Coatesville is leading 28-7 over Ridley. It's been all Coatesville for the most part. Ridley's had a few opportunities. Was down actually to the 5-yard line, but couldn't get the ball in. So they're still down by 7, which could be extremely dangerous and end up being a very quick second half. We've got a reporter from the Daily Local, which is the local paper out here, also owned by the same people that own the Daily Times out by we are in Delaware County. Pete DiGiovanni.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry. I knew there were too many syllables in there for me not to butcher it. But anyway, we appreciate you coming here. So we haven't seen Coatesville, obviously. We've seen Ridley on a couple of occasions, not with Strathaven, but once with Strathaven. Is this just a typical game for them?
Typical game, Mike. I mean, for the last 9 weeks since they lost to Cumberland Valley, this team has played beyond their years, if you know what I mean. Everybody was saying next year, the year after, was going to be Coatesville's year because they have a freshman quarterback. The sophomores and juniors dot the entire roster, but they just grew up, and they were never challenged. Their starters didn't even play in the second half of the last four games.
Really?
And they blew out Abington, as you know, in the first round. Same thing. Ridley's giving them a challenge, I think. After they got behind early, Ridley's really coming back. The three fumbles, I think, really hurt Ridley.
Well, in a game like this, the rule is turnovers will kill you.
Right.
So that's been the case. And, of course, Ridley's had trouble holding on to the ball. But they've been playing very aggressively of late. And, you know, if they had scored it that from that 5-yard line, 28-14,
that'd be a game. 28-14 would be a game. It's 28-7 now. And Ridley gets the ball coming out for the second half. I think it's imperative that they have to go down and score points.
Yeah, and you know, we always talk about this at the halftime. They got to score points, and then you got to stop Coatesville for at least one drive. And Coatesville is so explosive. I mean, they're down. I thought on several occasions, you know, they were buried so deeply that most high school teams could not get gotten out. Best they do is get a few more yards and punt it.
Right.
And this
freshman quarterback Ricky Ortega, he just makes things happen with his legs. You know, he can throw the ball 55 yards on the run.
Right.
And he's got a plethora of receivers. Coatesville always had skilled people, but now with Matt Ortega here, they feature their skilled people. They used to try to ground and pound you for some reason, you know, with the big linemen. Now he spreads the field. And they're liable to score from anywhere on the field, and that's scary.
No doubt. And of course, it's been interesting to watch because there's been a – no doubt that Ridley came here trying to contain.
Right.
Lost that on a few occasions. I mean, some of the openings for Ortega were so humongous to take off and run with that I could have probably gotten 10, 15 yards out of it. So, it's definitely tightening up. Now, we'll see where the scoring is. Of course, has this been Coatesville's – tactic that they generally just break out really quick because it was a heck of a first quarter.
Yeah, they break out quick. Like I said, four of their last six games in the regular season were mercy rule games.
Right.
And they mercy ruled Abington last week. It'd be interesting to see if they don't score first, how they respond, because in their one loss this year in week two to Cumberland Valley, they got behind 14-0. And they didn't seem to have that swagger that they have out there. And I don't want to say they're cocky, but they're very confident offensively. And they did not have that against Cumberland Valley. Now, admittedly, week two, they're still a very young team.
Sure.
Especially with only one scrimmage this year, the PIAA, the new alignment. But they're going to be a handful for anybody. I mean, if they get by Ridley here and play a good second half, it looks like North Penn's up on Springford at halftime.
Right.
You know, North Penn's always the elephant in the room.
Sure.
But I tell you, this Coatesville team, I think, scares you a little with their speed.
Now, Ortega took a pretty good pop, and Ridley, apparently, now their mission in life is to get to him.
Right.
Even if they can't stop him, they want to pound him. And, of course, right after that, he had a terrible next play. It seemed to be totally just kind of shaken by the whole experience.
Looked like he was favoring his right arm a little
bit. Well, that was too, although he came out and seemed to be going all right. But the question I was going to ask you is, how many hard hits has he taken this year?
He hasn't really taken them.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Chesmont League was particularly strong this year.
Right.
The one big defensive team was Downingtown East. We thought that was going to be a big test for Coatesville. They end up drubbing Downingtown East 40-8. He did not take many hits. He has not thrown an interception since week four. He plays beyond his years. You know, he's a coach's son, and you could tell.
Right.
You know, he's just a very good athlete. He scored twice on those quarterback draws, which I'm surprised it opened up so wide for him.
Well, you know, again, the problem when you play containment is what are you using for your keys? And if it's either luck or bad luck, as the case may be, you know, if Coatesville realizes what they're keying on, they send them in directions if they can adapt it, and suddenly the sky's open. Or it could have just been blown assignments. You know, they keyed off the wrong one. It's hard to tell in high school football because there's so little adjusting that can really be done. Right. You know, these are kids. You can't go out there and rewrite the football game like you can in the pros if you have to.
Right.
So,
right.
Or even in college, good college teams. So I was anxious to see how he reacted after he got hit like that. And, of course, he did have a tough second play. But, you know, this is the experiences we learn from. You don't want to learn from it in a playoff game necessarily.
Yeah, you don't want to learn from it in a playoff game. I'm sure if they do advance past tonight, North Penn, rugged defensive team, a little more speed than they usually have.
Well, and this film is going to be shown. I mean, if I'm North Penn and I'm playing you guys, I go, okay, look, we are going to make sure the quarterback is down every play.
Yeah, exactly.
Every play he's going down. We'll see how he likes it.
I love the way Ridley plays defense, though. It's the same Ridley that I remember as a youngster. I mean, they're tough. They're aggressive.
Yep.
You know, they don't give an inch. I'm going to be honest. I think a few teams in the Chesmont this year playing Coatesville, I don't want to say quit. They packed it in a little bit. Their intensity waned in the second half. You won't see that from Ridley.
Well, no, but I will tell you that before the interception, I remarked to Brian after the interception, I said, that's a really good thing because the Ridley defense was really starting to look like they were starting to drag, and that gave them a break, a very necessary break. And, of course, turnovers are key for momentum and spirit, and you're getting pounded like this, which Ridley has not seen. We were talking, we couldn't remember the last time they had been beat this badly in a first quarter. So that takes its toll. But well-coached teams, well-disciplined kids, they suck it up. I'm sure they're here in the locker room right now. You know, this thing is, we're against all odds. We got to bring this thing out. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the second half kickoff goes to Ridley. They come down and score. I think we're really in for it.
Well, if Ridley can turn the turnover situation around, or they can stop turning it over and force Coatesville to have two or three between interceptions and fumbles, they may have a game on their hands. But we certainly hope so. We're looking for a game.
Yeah, we're looking for a game.
Yeah, that's always
the
good thing.
I know this year with Coatesville, we've seen too many mercy rule games.
Yeah.
They all start to look the same.
Yeah, well, they do. And you feel badly for the other kids. I mean, come on, guys. It's tough to sit here and play for another, you know, 10 minutes or whatever it is and get beat that badly.
Yes.
But, okay. Well, listen, we appreciate it. Anything else you want to mention about high school football while you're here that you thought was brilliant?
I know Perk Valley is up 24-14 on Downingtown East. Downingtown East is going to have trouble, I think, because Perkiomen Valley scores fast, and that's not Downingtown East forte. And how about Garnet Valley's taking it to Neshaminy?
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Yes.
I think most people thought Garnet Valley was going to be the last game tonight. So
and Mike Rickey does a great job.
Yeah,
year after year.
And you know, this is why listen, all sports, unless the league's really badly balanced. You know, the bottom line in high school football, you know, kids like anybody else have a bad night. It doesn't work for them, and you got to play the game. And boy, you can go to any game and have totally unexpected. Even if the team that wins, it may be much closer than you thought. I think Garnet Valley experienced that last week when they came from behind and pulled it out. I don't think they would have expected to have that close of a game. So that's what's fun. It's why we love high school football. So I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to come back in just a second. If you're looking for the score right now, it's Coatesville 28, Ridley 7. We're at half, but we're closing in on about 4 minutes yet. So we'll be back in just a little bit and come back and do the rest of the game. Stay tuned. Listen to our sponsors. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers.
Coach Gicking and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, Pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's sponsors are DZO Mechanical, for all your residential and commercial heating and air conditioning needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Zenith Public Adjusters, when disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Advanced Chiropractic Center, serving Delaware County residents for over 50 years. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, think Rothman first, run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
And we're almost ready for the action to begin with Coatesville leading 28-7 over Ridley. And I've got Pete on the other mic and just wanted to give him a chance to say something.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. I just want to say I've never seen a talent like this Ricky Ortega. And the scary thing is he's a ninth grader, and this district's going to see him for three more years. He is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. But, you know, he did get rattled after that bit. That
he got rattled, but he's...
We'll see where he goes.
He's got the arm for a quarterback, the running ability. He's just a very talented kid for that age. Yeah. And it's amazing. This Coatesville team is very talented.
Do you want to make your prediction for tonight's game?
For this game here?
Yeah. You said, what'd you tell me in a car?
Oh yeah. I predict the Raiders will win.
Yep.
Now,
there
the only question is, will they be green or red?
That's right.
So right now, I'm leaning a little more to the red. But Ridley, I tell you, Mike, Ridley, if they'd have scored down there when they were down at the 3-yard line and they was fourth down, if they'd have scored and made it 28-14, getting the second half kickoff would be a much different ball game.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. They got a definitely uphill fight here. And the biggest thing, not only is the scoring going to be a major issue, they've got to keep Coatesville out of the end zone.
I was going to say, even if Ridley keeps scoring, they got to stop Coatesville from scoring, and I don't think they've shown that they can do that yet.
No, but I'll tell you, this is the best game they've gotten, I think, this year, other than the loss to, was it Plymouth White Marsh they lost? Oh, I'm sorry, Cumberland Valley, they lost to. So, you know, they're definitely in the game, so we'll see what happens.
But you know what's amazing when you're watching, as you get into each round of the playoffs, you can see the talent level going up, the play of the players. There's that much more abilities and talents, and that's the way it's going to be every week.
We had the advantage of calling games in Hershey, you know, for the championship for several years, and that was truly a phenomenal thing to watch. The best eight football teams in the state.
Guys that you called in that, and those Hershey games are in the NFL.
Pryor
on the Browns. I mean, he's on the Browns, but now he's become a star receiver. He came out as a quarterback and he couldn't make it. So now he's one of the best receivers in their conference.
All right, well, Brian's got some updates.
Okay, we'll give...
Why don't you go ahead and give the mic to him. Yeah. I'm just going to put you on mute. Go ahead. And I'll just head and chat for a second until Brian gets his head. I'm just trying to be professional and not hear all the static noise when you go to put the helmet on. Now you're back live.
All right, back on. So thanks again to Pete and Pete for keeping us busy during halftime. Players not quite on the field yet, but making their way back towards the turf. So we'll take a take a minute to look at some scores from around District 1 and District 12. Starting District 12, halftime score, big rematch. It was a blowout in the regular season. It's tight at halftime right now. St. Joe's Prep 14, LaSalle 7. Mm. So a one-score game at halftime. All right, other halftime scores will start in 5A. Four games going on there. Top-ranked Springfield 24 over the Great Valley Patriots 24-7. Great Valley will start with the ball in the third quarter momentarily, but Springfield on top 24-7 there, trying to stay stay alive here and move on to next week. The winner of that one gets the winner of the 4-5 game, fourth-seeded Upper Dublin against fifth-seeded Westchester Henderson. Henderson leads Upper Dublin 7-0 at half.
Okay.
So
anybody's game?
Anybody's game, indeed. Speaking of anybody's game, they drew even at halftime in the 3-11 game. Marple Newtown with a late touchdown and two-point conversion has tied it up with Westchester East. They're tied at 14 at half. And at the bottom side of the bracket, the number 2 seed Academy Park started slowly against Bishop Shanahan but scored on the final play of the first half, and they're up now by 2 scores, 20-7.
Well, that's going to be
Academy Park
tough
up
to get
on
back
Shanahan.
From Academy Park. They're not easy.
So, again, lots of Delaware County versus Chesmont battles tonight. Lots of matchups there. Springfield, Great Valley, Marple Newtown, Westchester East, Shanahan, Academy Park. So lots going on there at the 5A level. Now to the big boys in 6A. North Penn scored the first 21 points of the game. Springford scored the last 19.
Ooh.
We're at halftime, 21-19.
Ooh.
North Penn, the top-seeded and undefeated Knights, have never lost a game at Crawford in the playoffs. They are 21-0 on their home turf, and they are in an absolute dogfight right now with Springford, who has scored 19 in a row and has all sorts of momentum going into halftime. The other portion of that bracket is the game right here in front of us, the fourth-seeded Coatesville against 5th-seeded Ridley. It's 28-7 right here in front of us. We'll be back to start this second half in just a moment. But the bottom side of the bracket, the big surprise we'll get to in a moment. But here, Collegeville area, Perk Valley leading Downingtown East 24-14. That game was tied at 14, but Perk Valley with 10 unanswered before halftime. So the 3 seed over the 6 seed momentarily. It's a 10-point game there. And then the Cinderella of the tournament so far in 6A, Garnet Valley went all the way up to Warrington last week and knocked off the 7th-seeded CB South team. And now Neshaminy comes in at number 2. Neshaminy barely survived Penridge a week ago and now trailing on their home turf for the second week in a row, this one at halftime and in a 21-7 hole against the Jaguars. So Mike Rickey and the Jags trying to make a 2 straight road trips to Bucks County and a successful road trip.
And the Jags had a defensive score out of that, right?
They score, right. It was a 14-7 game and a 60-yard fumble return has made it a 2-score game right there. So, you know, Garnet Valley, if they can hang on, you'd be looking, in theory, at yet another very long road trip all the way up to Perk Valley next week. But, again, hey, the stranger things have happened. Road trips don't seem to bother the fourth-place team in
right.
the Central League this
right.
year. Garnet Valley, you know, there was a moment there where people were concerned whether they'd get in the playoffs at all,
right.
As there ended up being a 3-way tie atop the Central. But, again, two of those teams at the 5A level, so it made a little bit of room. And even Haverford snuck in as the 16 seed when it was all said and done.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things about it's sports in general, but I know high school football. You know, it's a relatively quick season. You have a preseason game, and then you have 10 games. Some teams only have 9. And then your season's over unless you get an extended play. Well, you know what? Sometimes it takes a bit of seasoning to really make this work. And suddenly teams that are fortunate enough to get in the playoffs really start to gel, and the team that began the playoff is substantially different looking in abilities than whenever they get to the end of their season. So, and that's what makes it fun. I remember when Haven was making the runs. You know, some teams just seem to get better and better and better, and it's just remarkable the way that works. But remember, keep in mind, in spite of the fact of how we're announcing the game, which is to sound as professional and you know, all the things that we think about when we hear a broadcast, you know, these are 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. And this is, you know, for a lot of them, a third year, fourth year, sometimes a fifth year of football. So and of course, they're growing into their bodies. All these kids, we saw them when they were, you know, 5'8", weighed 130 pounds. We used them to fish the marbles out of the sewer grates, you know, and now they're you know, 220, mm-hmm. 6 foot.
Right.
I think we didn't we see John Harrar who or Harrow Woods. Didn't he grow 3 inches? I mean, yeah. He was like 6'6". Yeah. He was 6'9" yeah. this year. So
right.
knees must hurt or something. But in any event.
Speaking of Strathaven, I mentioned in the opening some of the memorable games we've had here. I did not mention, I didn't want to go on too long with history there, just wanted to get to the game action. But two games that I failed to mention. We were here in back-to-back weeks in 2010. One of my most favorite Strathaven teams, maybe my favorite Strathaven of all time, where they won the district title right here against Pottsgrove.
Oh, yeah.
And then took Archbishop Wood to the wire.
Yep.
It was a one-score game midway through the fourth quarter. No one else in District 1 has even come within a mercy rule score of Archbishop Wood since in the state playoffs. But that was a special couple of weeks as well, a special season, that 2010 version of the Panthers that won the district title. All right, here we go. Coatesville kicking off. They squib it to start the second half, and it's Alan Martin at the 28-yard line up the right side, and he's turning the corner at the 40, 45. Martin up the far sideline out near the midfield stripe, and the Green Raiders with a little bit of spark here to start the second half. Feeling like they left some points on the board.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Indeed. Just before halftime, they stall inside the 5-yard line. But you could be looking at a 28-14 and now with a ball at midfield. Instead, still 28-7. Coatesville's defense, to their credit, held on third and short and fourth and short. And now the Raiders with a deep hole to start this second half. But here we go from the right hash. Moving right to left in front of us. Double wing. Motion man is Young. Give is to the fullback. And off the right side is Brock Anderson, who is a shoestring away from busting one. But he's dropped after a gain of 4. Nice effort there from the defensive defensive back, Mekhi Alexander.
I tell you,
the shoestrings.
It's going to be interesting to see how Coatesville responds to this. Because according to Pete DiGiovanni, you know, they've not been in much of a contest this year. So, you know, now they're going to have to play a team that will not give up.
Double wing. Fullback is Anderson. Ball, scramble for it. And let's see, I think Stratton might have pounced on it.
Football,
they run that triple option. You put it in the fullback's belly. Sometimes you try to take it out, and the risk is the ball's just hanging out there.
I tell you, Ridley cannot afford any more turnovers. There's nothing else you can say. Yeah. They turn the ball over again.
Three fumbles.
It's going to be a very, very difficult game.
Three fumbles in the first half. This one, the Green Raiders fall on it. 3rd and 3 from the 45. Toss play. Looking for him off the left side, Malik Young, and strung out very nicely. But Young, good second effort. It's going to come up, I think, a yard shy of a first down. We'll see. Good work by Young.
If I was Ridley, I think I'd go for this. They're about a yard short, maybe a little less.
Fourth and less than a yard now.
Because you know what? Yeah. Giving the ball back to Coatesville at their own 42 is – they're going to measure?
Yeah, they're going to measure. It's very close.
Is not such a terrible thing as opposed to what you're going to do, maybe punt it and get yourself an extra 30 yards. The way Coatesville can move the ball, it's not very significant. But you desperately need the first down here and the continued possession.
Dante Rokins did a nice job stringing that play out, and he's going to check out of the game. But, again, good speed there from Coatesville laterally to string out the play and great second effort from Malik Young to make this close.
He has it.
And he has a first down by a couple of inches. That'll move the chains and keep the Coatesville defense on the field for another few snaps. Gain of 3 for Young. 25 yards on 6 carries for Malik and the Ridley touchdown, which came at the 11:42 mark of the second quarter. Here, 10:27 and counting a play in the third. Ridley started with the ball out near midfield on a nice return from Alan Martin. And now 1st and 10 from the 42. Double wing. Under center is Stratton. Motion man is O.C. Miller from left to right. On the give up the middle, and Brock Anderson's going absolutely nowhere. Nice work there by 57 again. Dakota Rogers.
That play went nowhere. That defense was just there. That was really remarkable.
You know, I don't have his name on my roster, but I think 57 is Isaiah Hall, not Dakota Rogers. I might have called the wrong name.
Dakota Rogers too.
Yeah,
so.
But 57, I think, is Isaiah Hall, and we'll get that corrected momentarily. Here we go. 2nd down and 12 now as Anderson lost a couple. Shotgun look for Ridley. Wing to the left is O.C. Miller. Two receivers to the right. Stratton looking that way as he rolls. Has to cut back inside. He's going to keep it himself across the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Pickup of about six. It'll bring up third down and about seven, or six or seven. So Stratton on the keeper, 15 carries now for the senior signal caller.
The problem from Ridley, and of course you can only go as fast as you can go, but you know, using up a lot of clock here, which would be great if they were leading or, you know, it was a close game, but this is just going to make it tougher to come back and get the ball and score again.
Shotgun look again, wing to the right this time. Friend of the right hash, looking to his left, fire and incomplete. Looking for Alan Martin on the near side.
Yeah, and
O.C. Miller.
O.C.
Yeah.
Miller. Oh, O.C. Miller.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
Yeah.
O.C. Miller was wide open as well. I thought he was throwing to him. I thought that would have been probably a first down. So now, again, they're fourth, and they're definitely in fourth down territory at the Coatesville 38.
Yeah. Fourth and six, and they'll draw up another one. Tight end checks out. Tight end Greg Kimmel checks in. Alan Martin checks out.
Hard count would be real good right here.
Liam Wright, split end to the left. Slot left as well. Tight end Kimmel to the right. Anderson on the left hip of Stratton, who's in the gun. And now timeout called by Coatesville with 8:52 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a short timeout with him. Ridley trailing 28-7, but has a big fourth and six upcoming when we come back momentarily. Stick with us. Glad you joined us live or on the archive. Playoff football on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net. for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back, Coatesville High School. Ridley, 4th and 6 from the Coatesville 38 in just a moment. Couple quick score updates. Marple Newtown has jumped ahead of Westchester East. Westchester East with a bad snap and a fumble recovery on a short field leads to a 24-yard field goal. 17-14, Tigers on top of Westchester East. Another Central League team looking good now. Danny Guy, back from injury, has scored from 20 yards out. Garnet Valley, 28. Neshaminy, 7.
That's
here, 4th and 6. Their Central League counterpart, Ridley, trying their best to get something going here from the 38. Hard count, and it's going to turn it to 4th and 1. Defensive tackle jumped. And, Mike, you've been begging for that play several times every game, really.
It works. It can be very effective, particularly for high school ball players. Particularly in a fourth and long situation, the defensive line is desperate to get off the ball and get to their position, and they should be watching the ball. The ball's movement is what they should go off of, but that's why quarterback's inflections and cadence make such a difference.
Tough one from the shotgun. He pulls that off, too, this time. Now you're looking at fourth and one from the 33. Still with a shotgun look. Anderson, single setback. Wing to left is O.C. Miller. Motion man is Young. Option look, and they pitch to Anderson, looking for running room. Hard running across the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Gain of 8. And Ridley moves the chains with 8:45 to play in the third.
And that play might not have gotten enough yards for a first down had they not had that offside.
No, I don't think that's the call if it's fourth and six.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah, that's a good big-time
another flag.
Right there now.
Something's going on.
On the sideline?
He was on the sideline when he threw it. I don't know if you saw something in the
Ridley
back.
Ridley hadn't even brought the play in from the sideline, and there's might get unsportsmanlike here.
Really, it could be a sideline warning, too.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You're going to get
sideline warning.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
All right. So, it was, again, threw the flag from this right here by the Coatesville sideline. I was thinking, gosh, there wouldn't really be reason to be upset or getting unsportsmanlike call.
Yeah, unless the coach was yelling at him, and that would be really silly.
All right, Coatesville leads 28-7, but Ridley on the move here. Opening drive of this third quarter. Stratton under center. Single setback is Anderson. Stratton off the right side. A little bit of room, and then he's swarmed under by three guys in black shirts swarming quickly. Talbot along with Hilliard in on the stop.
Well, he got a long three, maybe four on that play. Yep. Not bad.
Stratton is very shifty.
He's picking
his way through not a whole lot of space.
My offensive line coach used to explain, guys, 4 yards, 4 yards, 4 yards. First down, every time. We had to pay attention to math class to figure that out, but that was all right.
Easier said than done against the Coatesville defense here.
No doubt.
Double wing. They run the toss play to the left side looking for room and a little bit of room this time for Young, who's up the near sideline. 15-10. And Malik Young into the end zone for the second time tonight. Well, they from 23 yards out, that was beautifully blocked and a couple of nice cuts from Young has cut the lead to 13, extra point pending.
Boy, plan A completed. Now let's see what happens when Coatesville gets the ball.
Lead 15, rather, not 13. But here we go. 28-13 is your score. Extra point upcoming. That was by far the best run of the night for Malik Young. Just beautifully, beautifully blocked. And Kieran Baker on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is plenty of leg. Up and good. Baker pounds it through. Lead cut to 28-14, and now Ridley fans, gosh, are really probably scratching their heads thinking, gosh, if we could have pounded one in before halftime. Yep. But now it's up to the defense to see if they can slow down a potent Coatesville offense who's ready to take the field when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck-related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
7:43 to play here in the third quarter. Malik Young has found the end zone twice tonight. This one from 23 yards out to cap a 56-yard scoring drive to open the second half. And now Ridley, the recipe was score, stop, score. Defense's turn coming up. Kieran Baker has it teed just inside the right hash. Ready to kick it away. And it's a squib. It's going to come to one of the up men at the 30-yard line. Out to the 40, 42-yard line comes number three. That's Katero Summers, junior wide receiver. And Ortega in the offense back out there, Mike.
Ridley obviously is feeling, these guys are just too quick. They're too dangerous on an open kick on a kickoff. Let's just squib it, and we'll let them get to the 40, 42, and now we got to stop them.
Ortega, three receivers to the left, one to the right. He's in the gun, turns and gives to Aaron Young. Looking for him off the right side. Good blocking. He bowls over a man to pick up a first down, and then a flag comes in. I think you're going to get 15 on a late hit, but in the meantime,
he's tough getting up.
The young man who was in on trying to make the tackle took the brunt of that hit from Aaron Young, who delivered the blow.
I'm not too sure he even saw the running back because he was trying to fight off a block.
Yeah, Jose Melvin Calleja took a huge, huge hit from Aaron Young, who, talk about finishing your run. That was some tough running, I think you're going to end up with a flag for a late hit after that against Ridley. So 12 on the run for Young, who, by my count, had 105 yards in the first half.
That's going to be a concussion protocol right there, no doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Let's hope the best there for Mr. Calleja.
Yep.
O.C. Miller checks in at corner. And
goes marching off the yards against Ridley.
All right, so 12 on the run, 15 more on the hit out of bounds. And they'll spot it at the 32-yard line. 28-14, but here's Coatesville knocking on the door again.
Ridley needs a turnover again. Yes, I don't know how they're going to get it.
Avery Young split to the near side, right of the formation by himself. Three receivers to the left. Ortega in the gun. Snap goes through his hand. Scramble for it in the backfield. And Ortega wins the race to fall back on the 48-yard line. Sean Crowley was in the neighborhood sniffing out the ball. And Mike, you said, gosh, they need a turnover. Almost got one right there. Snap went right through the hands of Ortega. It was a good snap. Took his eye off it and ball spotted now at the 48-yard line. Second down and 26. Three receivers to the left. Ridley shows blitz. Here they come. Draw up the middle, and Ortega all sorts of room. 35-30, cuts to his right. 25-20, has a blocker in front. He's finally slung out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Brock Anderson on the stop. So Ortega gets all of it back and then some as he rips off 33. He's over 100 yards on the ground now as well.
You know, before that ball was snapped, I was going to say, okay, really, you got to be careful now. These guys tend to eat up big yards after they have a problem like that.
They blitzed both inside linebackers through the B gaps, and he went right up the middle, and nobody home. First and 10 from the Ridley 15. Three receivers to the left. Give is to Aaron Young off the right side. He stiff arms a man, spins, stays in bounds momentarily, but you're going to get a flag here. I think you're going to get a hold. We'll see. You may get a hold at the 15-yard line here, and holding indeed it is.
Yep.
They were still home sideline below us, wanted a late hit on Young out of bounds again, but we'll see. I think this penalty's just going one way here. Holding. Spot foul from the 16 will march it back to the 26. It's going to turn it into first down and 21 for Coatesville. So holding in high school football, being a spot foul, is just
one
of the most painful things. St. Joe's Prep has extended their lead on LaSalle 20-7. Academy Park still holding a 20-7 lead over Shanahan. Here, first down and long, and it's they go Wildcat here, snap it directly to Young, trying to string it out off the left side, and he is banged by two, three white shirts over on that far sideline, back at the 26, 27-yard line.
Really struck that out very, very well. I mean, there was really nowhere to go, and he took it as far as he could, but that wasn't going anywhere.
Loss of a yard there, and it'll bring up second down and 22.
And we're almost at the halfway mark of the third quarter.
Bryant checks out of the game. Two receivers to either side. Splits to either side, slots to either side. Ortega sends Aaron Young in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep. He wants to throw it. He steps up. He fires over the middle. Incomplete. Looking for his older brother down near the 5-yard line. And probably a good decision to underthrow that and just bounce it off the turf. It's pretty well covered.
Yeah, and he was going to get nailed if he held onto that ball much longer.
So a little razzle-dazzle, not out of the ordinary for Coatesville.
Dangerous third down for Ridley. This is where Coatesville just eats them up.
Yep. Interboro and Pottsgrove now tied at 20, but we'll stick with
game.
It right here. Third and 22. Ortega back looking. They throw a bubble screen on the inside. This is Avery Young on the catch.
Oh.
Sheds a tackle. 20, 15, still on his feet. He's got ball cops out late. Let's see. Ball came out late down near the 10-yard line. Ridley thinks they have it. We'll see. He was awfully close to being down. I love the play design. Inside screen, little bubble. Getting Avery Young involved for the first catch since the first quarter.
Coatesville coach is trying to say, yeah, he was down,
And Ridley has the football down at the 10-yard line. Coatesville staff thinking, boy, he was down first. Referees disagree.
Yep.
And now Ridley, albeit in deep in their own territory, trailing two scores, has the football. 5:55 to play here in the third quarter.
All right.
And a little bit of life. There's your stop. Score, here, stop, score.
Right. Now here's the drive of the game right here.
Can the Coatesville defense hold and at least keep the field tilted in the Red Raiders' direction? 5:55 to play here in the third.
Actually, the Coatesville defense has a real advantage here. They can let this thing run out for minutes and minutes and minutes and finally stop it, and that'll seal the game for them.
Here we go. Stratton under center. Give inside. This is Anderson. Second, third effort. He is a tough runner, and then the ball pops out.
No.
Let's see.
Nope.
They're going to say run the clock. All right, ball popped out, and Ridley landed on top of it, or did he say down first? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I didn't
from
even
here.
See who came out of the pile with it.
Right.
Loss of a yard on the play. Again, we say, gosh, we admire the tough running from all these kids, but that is the risk. You keep those legs churning, and
somebody
people start ripping at your arms
piling
up 2, 3, 4 shirts on you. It gets a little tougher. Double wing. Triple option look, motion from right to left. They fake the toss. They run counter to the far side. This is O.C. Miller, shake and bake across the 15 out to the 18-yard line.
Nice
bring
run.
Up second, sorry, third down and two. Second time they've run counter pretty well.
Yeah, and that play takes a little time to develop, and that's really tough because holding off the Coatesville defense, they're not getting any kind of push off the line, but they're at least holding them at the line, which allows a play like this to develop, and then the running back's got to find the gap and get up there, which there was one. So that's the good news.
They'll actually mark Miller back at the 17-yard line. It'll bring a third down and three, and this one's huge here for Ridley. Huge here for Coatesville, too. If Coatesville gets a stop, they're going to end up with the football back near the midfield stripe. Shotgun look for Stratton. Hard count, and they jump again.
Oh, I was about to say, let's see hard count, but okay.
Coatesville.
I don't want to run my luck out.
Coatesville, second time tonight, has jumped offside. You know, it was on fourth down and six a few moments ago, turned it into fourth and one. Here, it just moves the sticks.
You know, other than their loss, this is the only game that they were in contention in that they had to worry about this late in the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, there may be fatigue factors. A lot of kids were pulled out of the game early because, you know, they were doing so well and wanted to give other kids a chance. This could be interesting.
First and 10 from the 22, Stratton under center. Double wing. Fullback is Anderson behind him. They run the option to the left side. Stratton will keep it himself. He's hit right near
nice
the line
play.
Of scrimmage. Excellent defense right there. Maybe a yard, and that's about it. All right. Talk about a blowout and a big surprise. Garnet Valley 35 and Chamonix 7.
Oh, man.
Garnet continues to pull away, and that is going to be a happy bus ride
yeah.
home. That's you're looking at almost an hour ride in traffic, but it'll feel like 5 minutes, I'm sure, to the Jags if that score holds up. Second down and 9 here for Ridley, trying to turn things around. 28-14 is your score. Ridley trailing. Stratton barks out a signal to the tight end to the left, and now you're going to get motion here. I think the tight end may have put his hand down, and when he stood up to get the signal, you're going to get a false start call there.
That's a tough call in the situation as close as this, but, yep, illegal procedure.
Second and 14 now, as they'll back it up to the 18-yard line. All right.
Crowd is very quiet here over in Coatesville side. They haven't seen anything like this all year.
Yeah, it was, I mean, as fast a start as Coatesville got. 21-0 in what seemed like a blink of an eye, and now suddenly need the defense to come up big. Coatesville, eight-man front now. Shotgun look for Ridley. Back to pass to Stratton on second and 14. Has time. Steps up the middle now. A little running room to his left, and nice job by number 54, closing the hole quickly. Alex Raimondo on the stop out of the 23.
If he had not made that stop, he was good for 10 or 15 more yards easily.
At least. Coatesville kind of in man-to-man defense. There was nobody on the left side of the field here. If Raimondo doesn't stop him, Stratton's going for a bunch.
Well,
here he gets six, and he's up to 80 yards rushing.
We get a big third down now, third and 9, and, you know, a hard count's not going to do you much good. Wouldn't mind doing it, but it's not going to get your first down.
Liam Wright, split to the right. Slot right as well, wing right. They overload everybody on that right side. Stratton's looking that way, and then he fires back over the middle. High, deflected, incomplete. Nearly intercepted by the free safety, Ed Clark. He had three picks against Shanahan a couple weeks ago.
Malik Young
goes through his hands.
Malik Young was not prepared for that ball. He was still running and turned around. As he turned around, the ball was on him. Not that it was catchable anyway at that stage of the game because it was knocked down. But, I don't know whether it was thrown early because he felt pressure, although he looked like he had room. I don't know that there was any intensive pressure.
Coatesville had the turnover doesn't hurt them. Nice job by the defense to get the stop, and now they await the punt near the midfield stripe. Anderson steps into it, spiral, angling to the far sideline. It's going to be fielded at the 43-yard line by Alexander, who is run backwards back near where he caught it. Forward progress, I think, will give him the 45 or 46, but nice job to hang on to it with a couple of white shirts bearing down hard. But still, very good field position for Coatesville to have it at their 44-yard line.
Yep. Well, Ridley's going to need to find another way to get a turnover or get the ball back in a three and out, but that's not going to be easy, obviously.
We mentioned Pottsgrove has now come back to tie Interborough at 20.
Whoa.
So we'll keep an eye on that one in the 4A final. I think it's a bye week next week. St. Joe's Prep has stretched the lead on LaSalle 27. Here, Ortega firing to the outside. It is incomplete.
Ooh.
Looking for the freshman, Bryant, in the near flat here, and breaking on it quickly was Kimmel.
Right.
And brings up second down. So Ortega started the game 6 for 6 for 116 yards. Since that time, 4 incompletions and an interception.
Well, Ridley's beginning to read them and getting much closer now.
Empty backfield, 4 wide, back, firing over the middle, and he floats. It's complete to Aaron Young, who makes the catch, and nice job making this tackle by Malik Young at the 50-yard line. Ridley coaches one an illegal man downfield, and 53 was 10 yards in front of even the guy who caught it. Wow.
Yeah, these guys don't catch them all.
Yeah, Coatesville caught a break there. Nice job by Ortega. First completion in a while, but they pick up 6 to Young on his first catch. Aaron Young, first catch of the night. They go no huddle. Option look. Toss to the outside is Young with lots of running room. First down and more. Lowers the shoulder. Still on his feet. 35-30. Steps away. And nice job by Malik Young by the shoestrings to make the stop at the 30-yard line. They pick up 20 right there.
I'll tell you, if Ridley can turn this game around and win it, Malik Young should get a statue made of him. He has been everywhere in this game, and if Ridley's in it, it's because of him.
All right. They go shotgun again. Keeping it himself is Ortega. He is belted down at the line of scrimmage that time. Checking into the game, Katero Summers at wide receiver. No gain on the play for Ricky Ortega, who's over 100 yards rushing.
About a minute.
On just 8 carries.
Minute left in the third quarter, so Ridley is running out of some time here to make this happen.
3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Ortega in the gun. Aaron Young on his right hip. He looks to the right, fires his deflected down. Spillman leaps and swats it away. Great job by Joe Spillman, the junior, coming through the line very quickly. And knocks it right back in the face of the quarterback.
You know, the story is always, if you can't get to the quarterback, get your arms up. And that worked beautifully right there.
Ortega, 7 out of 13 for 122 yards, throwing it. Empty backfield, 3 to the left, 3 to the right, 1 to the left. They blitz up the middle. He dances away from it and still running into his own man, but first down to Moore. Ortega still on his feet. 15-10-5, touchdown. 30-yard run for Ortega. Ridley, oh, so close to stopping him in the backfield. But he danced between raindrops there. And with 37 seconds to play in the third, Ortega's third visit to the end zone tonight.
That was definitely all him. I mean, there was no question about it. He didn't have much there. He ran it. He broke 2 tackles right in a row, plowed over somebody else, and ran it at that point in open field. Amazing. Simply amazing.
You live and die by the blitz there, and Ridley was oh so close to getting a stop. Alexander will hold on the extra point try. 4 for 4 on the night. Trying to make it 5 for 5. Extra point up. Extra point wide right. 34-14 is where the score stays. Ridley still with some life and still with some time. 37 seconds to play in the third. Be back in just a moment. See if the Green Raiders can turn it around on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, this young man does not play football like a freshman at the varsity level.
No, he doesn't.
3 touchdown runs, 2 touchdown passes, and Ricky Ortega has put Coatesville in the end zone for the first time in this second half. 37 seconds to play here in the third. Coatesville on top, 34-13. And Ridley now needing a big play on special teams. We're in the offense and need it to happen quickly. Short end over end kick. It's going to take a hop. It's going to be juggled and fielded momentarily. This is O.C. Miller stepping away from 2 men. And he ducks out to the 32-yard line, 31, I guess. And Coatesville got, the very underrated, the defense. When your offense is putting 43 a night on the board, you're not going to talk about the defense quite as much. But, this defense has made almost every stop tonight. Really, Ridley with just 3 sustained drives. One of them stalled inside the 5-yard line.
Right.
And, again, very good work by
But when you have a defensive as effective as Coatesville has had, and then you have an offense that can keep putting points on the board, boy, it's a tough combination to beat.
Stratton under center. Motion from right to left. They give it to Anderson up the middle. Fullback dives out to the 38, gain of 6. And again, this is a good way to go if you have a 3-touchdown lead. But when you're trailing by 3 scores, it's going to get tough here for Ridley.
Yeah,
unless they go hurry up, and they do. Two wide receivers left. They go no huddle. Back to pass straight. Stratton, he fires to the left flat. It's complete to Miller across the 40, and he is hit hard. His mouthpiece went flying forward. He went flying backwards. And down he goes at the 40, 2 yards shy of a first down.
You know, when Dan Connor played for Strathaven, and he was, you know, for high school ball, a big bruising linebacker who just threw his body at people. And at that point, we were taking stats on the sidelines before we were broadcasting. And I used to see him hit some kids, and I would see stars. I mean, it were tremendous hits, tremendous hits.
And that was similar. And that will end up, put an exclamation point on the third quarter. Ridley, fourth quarter action with the football, but trailing by three scores. Coatesville trying to hang on here with a 34-14 lead. Red Raiders defending their home turf tonight on HavenFootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Start of the fourth quarter here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary engineering. Thanks again to Pete Fulgenetti for helping with the halftime and spotting. And fourth quarter starts with Ridley third and two at their own 40. They move left to right now. Two receivers to the right, wing to the right as well. Stratton is under center. Four-man, five-man front now, and give is to Brock Anderson off left tackle. He's got himself a first down, I believe. All right, quick score update. St. Joe's Prep 20, LaSalle 14 now. That's still a one-score game. Academy Park 26, Shanahan 13, two-score game okay. Over there. And Interboro and Pottsgrove starting the fourth quarter tied at 20.
Mm.
First and 10 from the 42 after Anderson picked up a few. Rolling to the right is Stratton, firing to the flat underneath. It's complete to Malik Young, who is wrestled down by two Raiders in black jerseys. Number 21, Brandon Talbot on the stop. Young's first catch of the night, picks up five. So the short passing game starting to get going here for Ridley. Snap, let's see, you're going to get timeout here, or I'm not sure what happened. There was a whistle pre-snap. Ridley, fortunate, and actually timeout Coatesville. A good thing, because the snap came quickly. Stratton wasn't ready for it. They had a man in motion.
I think he was distracted by the whistle. Okay. I really do. I think the whistle took off, and he kind of looked at the ref, and then the ball was snapped. So,
all right. Coatesville calls timeout. We'll just keep it right here and see what else we can tell you about scores from elsewhere around the Delaware Valley. North Penn has stretched their lead. All right. They stopped the bleeding there. Springford had run off 19 points in a row, but now North Penn scores. Ricky Johns takes it in 28-19. Knights on top. Marple Newtown 17, Westchester East 14, end of the third quarter there. So Marple Newtown trying to hang on. They will get the winner of Academy Park and Shanahan. And
that could be interesting. A good game, yeah.
Yeah, that could be very good.
We may cover that one next.
Well, no, Villanova basketball. Villanova 88, Lafayette 48 in the opener. Not a surprise there with the defending national champs, my alma mater. So very
Oh, we just
cool
had there. Ralph Lawler with the
That's right. So basketball season is underway.
Yeah,
as
but
well.
Don't forget, if you're listening to this, you like basketball, check out DelcoHoops.com. We're going to be doing a lot of high school game broadcasts.
All right, second and six from the 46-yard line. Stratton fires quick out to Young. He's got a first down, I believe, when he pushes forward near the 48-yard line of Coatesville. He's going to be at maybe
a little bit short.
Just a quick hit, take the snap, fire it out there, and put it in the hands of one of your playmakers. And I think he'll be just a little shy. All right. Give him four. Stratton's completed three in a row, but back to pass now on third and short. Down the middle he goes. He's got Anderson, who makes a stop, cuts back to the middle, 30, 25, carrying tacklers inside the 15, and Brock Anderson down to the 10-yard line. Gain of 39, and boy, again, talk about no huddle and quick snap. Caught everybody off guard there. Stratton's completed four in a row now.
They're going to huddle here.
Yeah, they are going to have to huddle here and give everybody a chance to catch their breath, including.
I was surprised they went for a pass on that play. Yeah. They only had a yard to go, third down. I would have thought they would have kept it on the ground. But
clock is their enemy now. 10:30 and counting to play here in the fourth. Ridley down 34-14, but stands to punch it in here at the 9. Looking for room at the off the right side is Stratton. Ducks inside for 2. Second and goal to go. So Stratton, 82 yards rushing unofficially. He's picked up 5 out of 9 passing now for 22 plus 39 on that last one. Makes it 61 yards. Now defense trying to get the crowd fired up here. Coatesville defense right here before halftime made a couple of big stops on third and short and fourth and short. Now second and goal from the 6. Motion man is Young. They go option. They pitch it late, looking for room. This is O.C. Miller, and he is stood up at the 6-yard line. Nothing doing there for the junior. Nice job by all of the defenders at that point, but first contact there for Chris Carney, number 11. No gain indeed, and it's third down and goal from the 6.
I think the option is a very tough play here with this kind of a defense because it, you know, you can gang everything up and gear everything tight. You can't spread everybody out quite as far as you want. Your, you know, your safeties and your corners are kind of close up as well. I don't know.
Perk Valley has stretched their lead 37-14 on Downingtown East. Here, Ridley trying to cut in to a 3-touchdown Coatesville lead. Stratton rolling to his left on third and goal, looking, nobody open, still looking. Now he's going to take a sack back at the 16-yard line. They'll lose 10 as it's Carney right in his lap. Excellent, excellent coverage by the secondary. Not sure why, the conversation up here is, gosh, you're rolling a right-handed quarterback to his left. That's a tough, tough throw. Yeah. And, again, just give credit to the defense. Very well covered. Fourth and goal now from the at the 16-yard line.
I'm not too sure that Carney slipped or just felt he better go down and hold the ball. I'm not. Oh, they're kicking.
Okay, they're going to kick it. Okay, Baker back on the field. He'll try the 32-yard field goal. Ball spotted. Kick. Plenty of leg. It is plenty long enough, but wide left.
Ooh.
Wide left. And now you're going to get flags for unsportsmanlike conduct, I believe. There's something untoward said to the officials here.
I didn't see a flag. Where did you see the flag?
It's over at the 30-yard line, and you're going to have some vocal frustration from Ridley, and now you're going to end up with, he threw the flag, but
he
might have picked it up. I don't
know. No, it's still there.
All right, we'll see. All right. A sideline warning, maybe? Might have been just a sideline warning on the far sideline against Ridley. All right, Coatesville takes over at any rate at the 20-yard line, leading 34-14, 8:08 to play as the 32-yard field goal attempt goes wide left. Ortega, 3 touchdowns rushing, 2 through the air, both into the arms of Avery Young, the junior, who has had himself quite a night, over 100 yards receiving. Had 4 catches in the first quarter, 1 since then. Aaron Young is the halfback on the left hip. He takes the handoff. Straight up the middle he goes, barreling through tacklers, and this young man runs like a truck. 5'11", 182 pounds, just a sophomore. And they'll stop him out at the 26-yard line for a gain of 6 more. Aaron Young, unofficially 142 yards rushing. Ortega's at 136. Coatesville with lots of balance, lots and lots of it. Ortega, 7 out of 14 throwing it as well. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, and they're slowing it down a little bit. 34 to 14, Coatesville leads it. They'll give it to Young one more time. Up the middle, 3 white shirts waiting for him. He'll still fall forward to the 29 or so. 28, I guess. Brings up 3rd down and 2.
Well, you know, 3rd down and 2, 7:15 and counting left in the game. You're down by 20 points. I would say this is a pretty big 3rd quarter here.
Yeah,
third down.
Big play here for the Ridley defense. Third and long last time. They blitzed, and Ortega made them pay.
Well, what they really have to be careful about is if they manage to get him deep on a penalty on a bad play or something, they'll come back and kill him. Let's see if they
third and two, pistol look. Young, they go option to the left. They pitch late to Young, looking for room. Cuts across the 30, first down and more. Breaking tackles out to the 40-yard line. Goes Aaron Young for a gain of 12 more, and that will chew up a couple more minutes off the clock, I would think. For the Red Raiders, 18 carries, 156 yards for the sophomore. Garnet Valley has tacked on another one.
Whoa,
they lead it
really?
42-14, and
my
it's
going
to be the Jaguars heading to Perk Valley next week. It is not quite gone final, but they are well on their way.
Yeah, well,
an impressive performance to knock off undefeated Neshaminy. Yeah.
If they're peaking, it's at the right moment.
Receiver split, two slot receivers to the right, and now you're going to get a flag first, and Ridley got a jump that time. Going to get a 5-yard offside penalty here. The blitz was coming and coming just a little too soon. So, Panthers.
Nothing lost on that attempt.
Raiders, rather. Green Raiders moving the wrong direction here. Red Raiders move it forward out to their 45-yard line.
You only did it that one time. That was pretty good.
All right. Springfield leading Great Valley 24-10. So, Springfield on their way to the semifinals, it seems. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Ortega, give inside. This is Aaron Young. He's met in the hole and still going to push forward for three more yards. He's going to be near a first down. Contact was made at the 47, and somehow everybody's out near the midfield stripe. He is a tough, tough young man. Give him four, and it's third and inches. Give him three, rather. Clock ticks, 5:23, 5:22 and counting to play in regulation. 34-14, Coatesville on top of Ridley. And the Green Raiders now starting to approach the point of needing a miracle. Split end to the right is Jaden Hudson. Two slots to the right as well. Pistol, it's Young one more time. Aaron Young up the middle, first down as he picks up four, down to the 47 of Ridley. So now we're looking at death by a thousand cuts here for Green Raider fans as they're watching a fantastic senior class who went through a coaching change this year.
Yep.
And Central League co-champs, 10-1 coming into tonight, and they've just run into a team that's faster, clearly faster at the skill positions, an excellent offensive line, and a very tough Coatesville defense. First and 10 at the 47 of Ridley. It's Aaron Young off the right side one more time. He's down inside the 45 to the 44. Pickup of maybe three more. Young up to 21 carries now.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't know if Ridley's band came or not, but I guess a few members did out in the right-hand corner over there.
It might just be a student section, not a band.
Yeah, maybe. I'm a little surprised.
St. Joe's Prep 28, LaSalle 14. 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter there, so the Hawks have made that a two-score game again. Henderson on top, 17-14 over Upper Dublin with 2 minutes left in that one. Young, stretch play to this left side, turns up field at the 45-40, sheds a tackle, 35-30, foot race now at the 20, and Aaron Young will go 44 yards up the near sideline. There's your exclamation point, Coatesville fans. For the first time tonight, Aaron Young's in the end zone. 44 yards later, puts him at 200 on the evening. Over 200 on the evening. And the Red Raiders seems to have polished off Ridley. 3:47 to play in regulation.
Yeah, it's... I can't figure out a scenario where Ridley comes back from this.
No. I'm wondering if there's a scenario that...
that stops Coatesville, period?
That Coatesville doesn't win the district. It's going to take a heck of an effort from North Penn or Springford to beat this team. All right. Extra point upcoming here. Alexander will hold. Puts it down. Ball spotted. Kick is away and sneaks it through. Up and good. 41-14. Coatesville on top. We're going to take a short timeout. Ridley will get the ball back when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, the scoreboard looks a lot like almost every other Coatesville game this year, to be perfectly honest. They beat Westchester Henderson 41-14, Downingtown West 48-9, 34-14 over Westchester East, 41-13 over Ruston, and now 41-14 over Ridley with 3:47 to play in regulation. Line drive kickoff. It's going to come to Brock Anderson at the 20-yard line. Anderson looks for room off the left side, sets up a wall, 40, midfield, down the far sideline, 35-30. Brock Anderson will take it, 20, 15, 10, and Brock Anderson will go 80 yards. One more spark for the senior with 3:28 to play in regulation, an 80-yard run on the kick return, and what a job by the special teams. You know, Ridley's special teams for years has been terrific. And they set up that wall to their home sideline, to their own sideline, time and time again, and it's just excellent execution. Good speed from Anderson to go the distance.
Oh, yeah, and Anderson approached it with a real nonchalance. He was just kind of dogging it and then saw where the opening was going to be, let it set up, and then just accelerated very quickly. And I think caught Coatesville unexpected. I think they were looking to knock him down, you know, in the middle of the field, and suddenly he's off to the races. And by the time everybody else turned it on for Coatesville, he was by him.
Kieran Baker will attempt the extra point. But, again, he was being patient, letting the guys set up that wall,
well,
too.
Yeah.
Very good blocking.
But I think it slowed down the whole Coatesville defense waiting to try to hit him. And his acceleration was remarkable.
Excellent work there by the senior, who is a heck of a lacrosse player from what I understand as well. And he's done a little bit of everything for Ridley this year. Catch it, run it, throw it.
Return touchdown.
Catch it, run, and return, and certainly the punting. Baker, extra point, plenty of leg, and right down the middle. 41-21 is your score now. And we'll try to keep it right here.
Okay.
So, Mike, let us know. What are we thinking for next week, Mike?
Well, if Marple wins, obviously they have their own broadcaster, so that won't be it. Could be Academy Park. How are they doing?
Academy Park is up 26-13 on Shanahan, last we looked.
I'd say Garnet Valley if their group isn't doing it, but I really don't want to make that drive.
Well, Garnet Valley at Perk Valley could be interesting. Yep. But I would think that they're going to cover that again.
Well, again, I couldn't get confirmation they're covering at all. I got to call them or something because, you know, if they're covering it, it's a secret, and that's the last thing they want to do.
Yeah, no.
Let's see. So who else do we have left? Interborough.
In a tight one. They are tied with Pottsgrove as we speak. But Springfield against the winner of Henderson, Upper Dublin. Henderson on top 17-14 with a little over 2 minutes to go is the last we heard there. That could be interesting. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I think barring who's broadcasting, you know, who's actually broadcasting and who isn't, I think the Springfield game might be a good one as well.
That could. All right, we'll keep our eyes on Twitter here. Springfield has gone final 24-10. They knock off Great Valley. So the top-seeded Cougars on to the District 1 semis, thanks to Matt DeGeorge from the Daily Times for the update. And Neshaminy entered the tournament 11-0, the number 2 seed with double the enrollment of Garnet Valley, and Garnet Valley wins it. Onside kick, bounces off a Coatesville player, scramble for it, and still ends up in the arms of a Coatesville receiver there. Ridley had a shot at it.
Greg Kimmel had it and lost it, and he just,
flag comes late. Let's see. You're going to get a flag after the play here, some frustration. But, yeah, you were really close to the getting the onside kick there. I don't know who's there. Something
lineman there? From the size of him.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully there's nothing serious here injury-wise for any team in a three-touchdown game. with 3 minutes to play. It'd be awful to see anybody go down for any reason, but here we go. So we'll keep you posted. Pottsgrove and Interborough still tied at 20, four minutes to play in regulation. We'll keep a close eye on that. We're trying to get a Westchester-Henderson update. They were ahead of Marple Newtown last we saw. 11-yard touchdown run by Westchester East. Marple still on top, 24-21, though. So Marple's on top. Keep an eye on that. Perk Valley is now up 44-21, so they look to be in good shape, which, again, would solidify their victory solidify another home game for them and host Garnet Valley a week from tonight. All right, not a good sign here for Coatesville's number 33, who's still getting attention. That's Zach Hillard, who's had a whale of a game on defense. So hopefully he's going to be in okay shape here in a moment, but he's getting some medical attention. Yeah, it's quite a scramble on that onside kick. I'm not sure what happened on that, but he's getting some assistance coming off the field here.
Yeah, it looked like what they were looking is just give him time on the field to recover from whatever was wrong with him. Right. So that's good news.
So Coatesville is the flag was on Coatesville for post-play after the play, you're going to get a personal foul call. So some kind of shenanigans there afterwards that takes the football back to their side of midfield, but still 3:25 to play in regulation here, 41-21, and we'll see where they go with this. This is Aaron Young in the game, still at all the starters still in the game for Coatesville here with 3:25 left. Ridley with all three timeouts. Gives to Aaron Young straight up the middle. Goes for a couple. All right. Now there's another little battle for it. Now, ooh. See, now it's going to get ugly here. Yep. So this is where the referees, I would think, have to be very quick on the whistle. You know, they let Young go up the middle there, and for my money, is it was a little slow letting that play end. He was it turns into a wrestling match. You get guys twisted up, bent backwards, and so forth, and Coatesville took exception to it, trying to protect their player.
I think 55 was ejected.
All right. 55 for Ridley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So DiPrinzio has seen his night come to an end. And, again, some frustration there. But this is, if I'm Coach Ortega, I'd think long and hard about making a change here.
Big
substitution. He's going to call timeout here. This is the final timeout for Coatesville. 3:12 to play in regulation. We're going to take a short timeout with him and decide if, and Coach Ortega may decide to put some substitutes in. We'll see. We'll come back in a few moments. Coatesville on top, 41-21 here on their home turf, trying to get to the District 1 6A semifinals. Glad you joined us live on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers.
Coach Kicking and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to the District 1 6A quarterfinals. Coatesville on top, 41-21. First and five from their from the Ridley 44-yard line. Ortega and Young still in the backfield. Three receivers to the left. One receiver split to the right. That's Hudson. Gives to Young. Aaron Young is met in the backfield. He has stood straight up and dropped. Loss of two on the play, and Ridley still battling, which you would expect absolutely nothing less. You know, that's Ridley football going after you again and again and again, just running tough.
Oh, well, you know, listen, well-coached teams will play tough to the last possible moment.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we saw last week, Haven, you know, scored a couple of times, and they were well out of that game, but they just kept driving and doing what they needed to do. It's certainly not unusual for a defense that's leading to kind of back off a little bit, not play quite as hard, and possibly give up points, but...
Second down and nine. After the loss on the play, they run the jet sweep. Looking for him is Aaron Young. To the near sideline, comes up the field at the 40, 35-30. He is slung down by Alan Martin at the 28-yard line. Martin on the stop. Seniors had quite a season in the secondary for the Green Raiders, but first down all the way down to the 27-yard line. Give Young 20 more. He is over 200. I have him for 228 yards. Ooh. Here on 25 carries.
Hmm.
Upper Dublin has fallen, losing to Westchester Henderson tonight. So Springfield versus Westchester Henderson is your semifinal a week from tonight.
At Springfield, right?
At Springfield.
Right.
All right, here we go. First and 10 from the 27. Coatesville on the move, inside of 2 minutes to play. This is Aaron Young. Straight up the middle he goes. Inside the 20, down to the 18. They'll move it. Another 11 yards, and Young pounding away here. 239 yards on the ground on 26 carries and a touchdown. Clock ticks, 135, 134, and counting to play here in regulation. Coatesville leading 41-21, and will march onward to take on, I believe, North Penn, if they can hang on, but we'll try to keep you posted on what's going on elsewhere.
That could be a good game, too.
All right, here we go. Victory formation now, 115, 114, taking a snap and taking a knee is Ortega. I think they'll have to snap it two more times. St. Joe's Prep 35, LaSalle 14, that has gone final. Academy Park is about to go final, 26-13. They've gotten the ball back on downs, and they shouldn't have to snap it again. So, Coatesville... Second down and 11, 50, 49, 48 seconds. I believe we'll have to snap it one more time here. And congrats to Coach Ortega for moving the team to 11-1 into the District 1 semifinals. They'll take on North Penn at Crawford or will host Springford. Have not heard anything just yet in terms of that final, but they will not need to snap it again. 28 seconds, 27 seconds. Everybody's lining up at midfield. Congratulations to the Central League co-champs. Ridley's season comes to an end. Terrific job by a bunch of seniors to rally and get that program back on track. They finished their season at 10-2 and should have their heads held high. But Coatesville will hold those heads high and play again next week. Congrats to the Red Raiders. 41-21, and we have officially gone final. So with that in mind, why don't we keep you right here, Mike, and just say, hey, we're going to be doing some kind of football next Friday night.
That is correct.
Not quite sure where or how or when, but typically we're looking at a 7 o'clock kickoff for the District 1 playoff somewhere. It may be Springfield versus Westchester Henderson. It may be Garner Valley, Perk Valley. Who knows? It may be, let's see, what other Delaware County teams are left?
Innerboro?
Well, Innerboro, maybe.
Yep.
But I think they've got a bye after this. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on havenfootball.net, and we will be broadcasting some kind of game somewhere, somehow, next Friday night. So we're so thrilled you joined us, either live or on the archive. Thanks to everybody here at Coatesville High School. Congratulations to both teams on a very well-played game. The Red Raiders will march onward, though, and Coach Ortega as a very young and super talented Coatesville team in the 6A semifinals. For Pete Fulginetti and Pete DiGiovanni, thank you so much for joining us at halftime and keeping things interesting. Mike, thanks for the engineering, color commentary, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Final score, Coatesville 41, Ridley 21. 6A quarterfinals are in the books. Hope you can join us next week for more playoff action on havenfootball.net. Brian Carroll signing off, everybody. Good night, everybody, and good football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of havenfootball.net, Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.